Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I can get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, let me turn down my radio.
Cool echo, though.
Echo.
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 Echo. Oh, not bad. Oh, I'm sorry that I came on right after your depressed woman was on, your caller. Why was she crying?
She hasn't been able to find someone who's willing to admit that they agree with her, that this war is a ghastly disaster and a put-up job. At the moment, Earl feels very alone and isolated, and she's trying to overcome her alienation. So,
I initially thought that I thought maybe she was depressed because she couldn't guess the secret sound on the Don and Mike show, when in fact it was probably her douchebag hitting the floor.
No, actually, what she heard was you, douchebag.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. Can I ask you to listen? Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most poppies in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that. Everybody, it's Lisa. My name is now Lisa Broyhill. It used to be Lisa Herndon. But the reason I'm talking to you is to tell you to listen very carefully to the best of Don and Mike, because when Don and Mike come back next week, there will be a trivia question, and if you get it right, you win big cash money. So make sure you listen to the best of Don and Mike. It's important, or my name isn't Lisa Herndon Broyhill. Thank you for listening to the best of Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Did you ever get the Lancelot link in the Secret Chimps album I sent you?
You know what? Yes, we did. I want to thank you for sending that in. Unfortunately, there was no singing on that. Isn't that right, Robbie? There was no singing on there?
Well, there was singing, but it was just like bubblegum rock music. There was no dialogue or anything.
And unfortunately, you have to have the dialogue. If you don't have the dialogue on the record, what's the good of it if you're not having any of the characters?
That's right, Lancelot.
Remember, Lancelot and Link is that TV show we loved when we were kids where they would dress monkeys up like people and they had them like go surfing and drive cars and eat food and stuff.
Here we are at the beach, Marta. I've got a big beach towel and an umbrella set up.
You're my beach god, Lancelot.
Yeah, so thanks for sending that. Rob, did you send that record back to this guy?
I filed it. We might need it in the future, don't
No, you might need it. You said you were going to send me some gifts, but I want to thank you for the years that I've been listening to you. I was crying just before I called you because I'm having a tough time in my life right now, but,
really?
But you guys are the greatest. You really are.
What's your tough time? Can you talk about it?
Yeah, I'm going through divorce, and I just got fired.
Mm. Oh, ouch.
But
what a lucky man he was. You divorce her, or she divorce you?
She dumped me for her psychologist, which is another...
Man, that's the worst.
Ouch.
You know what? Dennis Murphy. Dennis Murphy no longer has the title of Biggest Loser on this show. Goodness sake.
So she dumped you after... Was she going to this guy during your marriage? And then...
I tell you? Well, no. My wife is the executive director for the California Association of School Psychologists, and she came home after her March... annual convention, and she was just a different woman. And then the next thing you know, our beautiful marriage and our beautiful home and my beautiful children, her life had been years of hell. And I'm telling you the truth, guys, because the son of a bitch is probably listening to you right now. He lives in a suburb of Baltimore, Maryland, and I'm going to kick his ass.
Good for you. Some guy boning your wife. She's your property, man.
Vina, if you want to know.
No, we don't want to get into that. But you can't say anybody's names or where they work or whatever you were saying. Please don't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry, but this is all true, and I'm going through horrible turmoil.
And why'd you get fired?
Can I tell you the truth? I put my arm around a very close friend of mine, and I gave her a big hug and all that stuff. And the next thing you know, I'd been called in the office because people had complained it was inappropriate touching, and they fired me for sexual harassment.
Did the employee that you put your arm around complain about it?
I don't know if she did or not, because she's a close friend of mine, but other employees put her up to it. But I'm just devastated.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Hey, want to do some underwear in the rich and famous?
Yeah, let's do it!
Not only can we ask celebrities what kind of underwear they're wearing, but we'll also ask what they'll be enjoying for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, remember when we talked to LeBeau and he said, I'll be enjoying a meal at Cuckoo, which I didn't know at the time is a fast food joint out there in California.
Oh, we saw that when we broadcast from California.
It sounded to me, because LeBeau was saying it, I thought it was some kind of she fancy restaurant, but then we went by and it's like this chicken place.
Now, of course, no celebrities in their right mind would ever give us their phone numbers. So what we have is another one of our spies who shall remain nameless.
Yes.
But they work with celebrities, and we received this letter. Dear Don and Mike, I thought you might like this list of new phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend is a bodyguard for many of these celebrities.
Very good.
And that's how I got these numbers.
And that's what you want your bodyguard doing in Hollywood.
Now, no guarantee that these numbers will even be in service.
You never know.
But here's the potential list.
Okay.
Barbara Walters.
Yes.
Sissy Spacek.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
Faye Dunaway.
My underwear is my business.
Roger Ebert.
Yes.
Vernon Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Sidney Poitier.
Yes.
Kathy C. Gifford.
Very good.
Let's start right at the top with Kathy C.
Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Tremendously exciting. It's a very simple phone call. It's a very simple question.
What kind of underwear are you wearing, Kathy C?
Or GIF.
Depends, I bet.
You never know.
You don't know, GIF.
Hello?
Hello? That's Frank Gifford.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Frank or Kathy Lee, please.
Matt Elvis calling.
Yes, this is the Don and Mike radio show.
The Don and Mike radio show?
Yes.
I'm afraid they're unavailable.
Oh, bummer.
Can I take your name and they'll get back to you?
Well, we're playing a little radio game we call Underwear of the Rich and Famous, and we just call celebrities to ask what kind of underwear they're wearing.
Wow.
We're also going to ask what they're enjoying for Thanksgiving.
It's kind of a twofold call, very brief.
Who are you? One of the hangers-on for Kathy Lee?
Excuse me?
Are you one of the hangers-on for Kathy Lee?
Well, I guess you could say that.
Or is this Cody?
No, it's not.
Hey, dude.
So what, you have a telephone number?
Yeah, hold on a second, please.
Yeah. He'll never call us back.
Charlie, would you pick that up, please?
Interesting. Interesting first call, though.
Uh-huh. All right, let's try... you want to try Barbara Walters?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. She shouldn't be too embarrassed, what with the Monica interview and all.
She interviewing Monica?
Yeah, apparently so. That's the big interview, right?
Yeah,
supposed to
come
up after the first of the year.
Oh, that's right. But that's so far off.
Yeah, January, February, who knows? This is Baba Wawa we're calling right now?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Barbara, please.
Who is it, please?
Hello, this is Don and Mike. We're doing our radio show right now.
Okay, you have to call her at her office.
Is this Dr. Ruth?
Call her at her office.
This is Dr. Joyce Brothers, Mike.
Oh, it's Dr. Brothers.
I'm sorry. I thought we were trying the home of Barbara Walters.
You want Barbara Walters?
Yes, we want her. Desperately, we want her.
Yes, we're playing a little radio quiz game, and we'd love her to play.
Call her at her office.
What did you say?
Call her at her office.
Are you German?
No.
You said call her tomorrow?
No, I said call her at her office. O-F-F-I.
Off-I?
Her office. You don't know office?
Did you say office?
Yes.
Who is this, Yoko Ono?
What?
Is this Yoko Ono?
Call Miss Walters at her office.
Uh-huh. You didn't tell it, did you? You know, someone said if we called this number, we might have to call her at her office. Is
that
true?
That's what I said.
Oh, you told us that.
Yes, call her at her office.
What did you say?
Okay, well then what we need to do now is speak to Miss Walters.
Barbara Walters, please.
Hello?
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 Yes, Barbara Walters, please.
Yes,
it's Don and Mike calling. We're doing a national radio show right now. Thank you.
We need to speak to Barbara Walters, please.
I told you to call her at her office. You
You want us to what, ma'am?
Call Mr. Office.
I'm afraid I didn't understand. Did you say you want us to stay on the line and you will go get her? We'd be glad to wait.
Why are you telling me that? I'm sorry.
We, hello?
I'm sorry, please.
Do you have a cell phone there? Because it's a very bad connection. We just would like to speak with Barbara Walters, please.
How many times was I tell you to call her office?
Tell us what?
Call 4567.
Oh, no.
Okay,
thank you.
All right, thank you. Goodbye. No, don't do that.
Jesus Christ.
All right, don't do that. Goodbye.
You're going to get in trouble.
God. Prison matron.
Sure didn't sound like Yoko Ono, did it? He loved you long time. All right, next, let's try... Oh, hey, what about old Faye Dunaway?
Faye Dunaway. I have heard that Ms. Dunaway can be somewhat difficult.
Oh, really?
I think I saw it on a television program once.
Oh. I will always beat you because I'm bigger than you and stronger than you.
I will. And I will always beat you.
Fax machine.
You lost again. It's not fair. You're bigger than I am. It's not fair.
But nobody ever said life was fair, Tina. I'm bigger and I'm faster. I will always beat you.
Then I'm not going to play with you anymore. Ever.
Christina got in trouble then, too.
All right, well, that was a fax machine, obviously.
And Steve Forrest showed up right after that.
Steve Forrest from SWAT, right?
Yeah.
Steve Forrest. I'm a big fan of Steve Forrest.
Listen, hold on. We have to do a quick break. Then we'll come back and go to the rest of this left on the list. We'll be back. We're going to devote a whole segment to Underwear of the Rich and Famous. Got some new phone numbers we're working on.
All right.
Barbara Walters, obviously her home number with her very militant Chinese cleaning lady.
Call her in her office.
Also, a correct home number for Kathy C. Gifford and Prostate Gifford.
Yes.
However, I was told during the break that Kathy C., with Regis doing the show from Los Angeles this week.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, Giff would be up in Baltimore to do his 3-second bit from inside his glass coffin on Monday Night Football tonight.
They're not there.
So no surprise that neither one of them was there. Faye Dunaway, that number was an answering machine, a fax machine.
Okay. She was not in a glass coffin.
All right, let's try Shishi Spacek.
You loved her as Carrie in the fabulous Stephen King film. And the coal miner's daughter.
Thank you, Rob. That Carrie. I remember when I saw that movie. Up until that time, I'd never seen anything that scared me like the end of the movie,
Good
Carrie.
Good evening. It's the Dodger Group Answering Service.
Oh, hi. We're looking for Sissy Spacek. This is the Don and Mike radio show. We didn't realize this is some lame answering service.
No. Sissy Spacek is not here.
Huh. Okay. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
You take care now.
When that hand came up at the end of Carrie, totally unprepared for it. All right. How about Sidney Poitier?
Sidney Poitier. I just watched him over the weekend in a movie, The Jackal.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
One of our finest colored actors.
If you feel you have reached this recording in error, just check the number and...
He's not there.
Oh, man, we're just, I just feel like we took that left-hand turn down to the Al Molinaro Road.
Not yet, Mike.
Okay.
There's plenty of stop before we get to Al Molinaro Land.
Very good.
We're trying... Bill Cosby now.
Bill Cosby, the cause.
Please hold while your call is being connected.
Excellent.
Sounds like a cell phone, maybe, for Bill Cosby.
I'm wearing briefs. Regets and rolls.
Hey, Brian, be real pissed at a couple
the
of
The mobile
weeks.
Unit you've called is
DJ's calling
responding or is outside the coverage area. Mm. Please try your call again later. A1.
Hey, listen to that guy's voice.
Great steak sauce.
Man.
All right, Roger Ebert.
Yeah. Roger Ebert.
Yeah.
He's actually been on the show formally, but this would be an informal call.
Good chance to ask him about the brain surgery for Frankenstein for Gene Siskel.
The number you have reached is 52.
All right, let me turn that off so we can hear that number. Blah, blah.
Not in service.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Please check the number and...
All right, hold on.
I'll tell you right now, I'm wearing some extra large briefs, and I hope you enjoy them, too. I got an extra number here. The girl who does makeup for Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh.
Very good. Find out what kind of underwear she's wearing. It's an extra bonus number.
That has to be a thankless job,
yeah,
applying the makeup to Kathy C's tired old face.
Yeah, but you get great forearms. Constant troweling.
Did you use a roller, like a paint roller?
Foundation with a trowel.
I need to put extra on. Oh, every day going through that is so difficult.
All right, now?
All right, we're going to our B-list now. Because, as it turns out, some of these numbers were actually decent, so we'll hold on to them for a future episode.
Very good.
Mike, I'm not going to Al Molinaro right away.
We're not on Al Molinaro Lane yet?
Nope. George Carlin.
George Carlin.
Ah.
One of our favorites. Who doesn't like George Carlin?
Nobody I know.
Those commercials he does for the phone company are annoying, though.
Everybody's
doing those. Yeah, everybody's doing those now. It's amazing.
Those Dennis Miller ones really suck.
Still, the Paul Reiser ones are the worst, though. When he sits there with his big sandwich. And his brand new T-shirt that he wants to look casual, but, it, you know, somebody just put it on him.
Paul Reiser.
Right.
Paul Reiser.
Hello. Well, he does that.
You have reached the voicemail box for 4-5.
Again, no celebrity voice.
Huh. Please leave your message after the tone.
Oh, I don't have time for that.
No, very busy people.
Snipes, buddy, we try him all the time.
Yeah, he's usually not there.
Rip Taylor, we try him all the time.
Oh, I know we do.
All right, we'll try him.
Good guy.
All right.
Rip Taylor is just so Hollywood, and we get through once in a while.
Hello. All right, trying Rip Taylor. Of course, he used to be. Was it the Gong Show that he was on where he would throw the confetti and stuff?
Merv Griffin, the Gong Show, the Mike Douglas Show.
Mm-hmm. Last time we spoke to him, he was going to Red Skelton's funeral, wasn't he?
Doctor's office.
Hello, Rip Taylor, please.
You have the wrong number.
All right, my bad. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
What, Robbie?
Rip also hosted the $1.98 beauty contest. Great program.
Nobody could throw confetti. Are we still calling Rip?
Yeah, I'm going to try that number again. Maybe I misdialed it.
And then there's houseboy Robbie, who we spoke to a long time ago. Who identified him as his houseboy, Robbie.
Rip is on the road performing right now, so any messages that you want to leave, you can leave here, but you'll only be checking every 2 to 3 days, and we'll try to get back to you, but you're going to have to be patient because the man is on the road. Thanks a lot.
Yep. All right, hold on. Let me...
That's Robbie, I think, right there.
Yeah, we try his cell phone.
Rips.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about Rip Taylor makes me laugh.
Was he in Wayne's World 2 or in regular Wayne's World?
He had a couple of film roles. The psychic told him. Remember that when he was talking about the psychic? The psychic saw it.
Comedy Tonight, this is PD.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was calling Rip Taylor's cell phone. This is the Don and Mike radio show?
No, this is the company manager for the tour's cell phone.
Is Rip kicking around there at all?
I believe he's probably at the theater getting ready.
Mm. At the theater. Okay, thank you.
Can I take a message for you?
No, that's all right. Is there anybody else famous there?
Anybody else famous here?
Yeah.
No, you reached my hotel room.
Ah. Oh, your hotel room. Sorry.
I'm pretty famous on my own right, but I'm all alone right now.
Okay, gotcha. See
all right.
You later.
A comedy tonight.
Billy Barty. Famous midget.
Oh, man, this is going to be a little rough since we don't have Scott the Dwarf running interference for us.
Excuse me. Yeah. Famous dwarf. Scott didn't like it. We called him a midget.
Famous little person, Don.
Very horny, as I recall, from Scott's trips to the little person's convention.
And angry.
Hi, thanks for calling the Billy Barty Foundation. I'm sorry we're not in right now, or either we're on the phone or in a conference.
Hey.
But please talk slow and leave your name and your phone number, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Yeah.
What are you representing?
Bob, I will talk to you.
Hello.
Hello.
Pass the helium.
Hello.
Billy?
Hello.
Billy Barty? Are you there?
Hello.
Big dog.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
All right. Let me see. I don't want to call LeBeau again.
I'm having turkey at Cuckoo Roo.
Okay. For
Fred the Cordova. Do you think anybody knows who that is? He used to be the producer of Johnny Carson show.
You and I do. That's all that matters right now. We're going to call former Tonight Show producer Dick Cordova.
We got through to him once before. He was very nice to you.
Well, hi.
It was many years ago.
Oh, dear.
We're sorry. Your call did not go through.
Speaking of glass coffin, then he changed his number.
It just didn't go through.
That's where Giff will be doing.
I'm Chris Berman. Let's go over to the glass coffin.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is Fred there, please?
Huh?
Fred de Cordova.
He's not here right now. May I take a message?
Is this Mrs. D.C.?
She's not available right now.
Oh, another housekeeper. Hello, this is the Don and Mike radio show. How you doing, baby?
Fine, thank you.
Do you clean his underpants?
Pardon me?
Do you clean Mr. de Cordova's underpants?
No.
We're playing a little game called Underwear of the Rich and Famous, and we wanted to find out what kind of underwear Fred wears.
Oh, I'm not available right now. She's calling me. I'm sorry.
You ever meet Mr. Johnny?
No.
How about Mr. Ed?
No, I'm even new here.
Mr. Doc?
No, nobody.
Mr. Tommy Newsom?
No.
No?
No.
How about Barbara Walters?
No.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, Mr. De Cordova, these need some extra washing.
Body by Jake.
Jake Steinfeld?
Yeah.
We're going to call the legendary fitness guru,
Jake Steinfeld. We are definitely near the bottom of the barrel now.
Good afternoon, buddy by Jake.
Yes, Jake, please.
May I ask his calling, please?
This is the Don and Mike radio show. We're doing our show right now.
The Don and Mike?
Yeah, radio show. It's a national show on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hold on just a second.
Excellent.
All right. To a new house.
There he is.
Excited about...
You can do it.
Right.
Don't quit.
We just are looking at this. This idiot's there.
And protecting all of you.
It'd be almost a letdown if he was there, won't it?
Yeah, but he's there.
Of course he's there.
And he's going to come to the phone.
Where else is he?
These are all
preparing for his next QVC appearance.
Working on his Abadabas. Or his Batissimo.
Don't quit.
Don't quit. He coined that, you know. He originated that. That's his property.
Yeah.
Don't quit.
Hello?
The same holds true for people who make...
And you know something? This is one of those hold messages where we all might get a little benefit out of listening to it.
You're right.
Yeah, right.
Gentlemen, he's on a conference call. He's going to be a while. Can we call you back?
Yeah, right. Tell him F you. Well, that was the message. Trying to sell me a broomstick for $39.95? Call it some kind of ab machine?
Uh-huh. You are not pleased.
Okay, Mike. Getting very close to Mullet Arrow time.
Yay. He'll be home.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Tony Randall.
Tony Randall! Oh, if Tony's there, he hangs up on us, but he hangs up wonderfully.
Yeah.
Well, hello, Click.
Grace, we got to get some new celebrity phone numbers, man.
Yeah, I know.
This is 724.
Oh,
hold on.
Please leave your message after the tone.
That's Tony.
Hello? Hi. It's Jack. How you doing, buddy? Tony might pick up if he thought it was Jack Klugman. Hey, Tony, it's Jack. Are you there?
You used your real voice, though.
Oh, yeah.
You blew it.
Sorry about that.
How about you let me throw?
Okay. Break out the book, Rob.
Oh, boy.
Break out the book. Are we going into
the old dust-covered book
now? Yeah, I'm not going to go Molinaro yet. Hold on a second.
We're going deep into the book.
Okay.
We're trying. We came very close to Jake Steinfeld. And very close to Barbara Walters.
Mm-hmm.
And very close to Frank and Kathy Lee.
Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Oh, she was on the Today Show this morning giving out great advice about the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
They're both valid.
I hope we get through because I want to thank her for that advice she gave out today. She said, put low expectations on your holidays.
Yes. No problem, Joyce.
Wonderful piece of advice.
Uh-huh. Very important.
That's what I'll be doing. She is looking too good.
Of course. Hello?
Oh!
All right.
Damn.
Hold on a second.
I don't know the number
called. Sean Cassidy.
All right.
I know, Mike.
What's he done lately?
I think he's tried to produce some shows and he's become bitter.
Excuse me. Da-do-run-run. Hardy Boys. Looks like a Hardy Boys.
Forrest Nee Valdez. Good afternoon.
Or was that Sean Cassidy? Was that the other guy? Was that the queer guy, Parker Stevenson?
Hello?
Hello, yes, Sean Cassidy, please.
We are a financial management company. Do you want to talk to a bookkeeper?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, he's on a call. I can take a message.
All right. Yeah.
No one's available.
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second.
A bookkeeper. Robert Conrad.
I dare you to knock it off.
Have we ever gotten through to Robert Conrad?
Nope. Good chance he might get upset.
Yeah. Kind of banking on that now.
Innovative artist.
Oh,
yeah, it's an agent.
That. Francis Ford Coppola's winery.
Ah. Ooh. Maybe he's down there checking the grapes. Checking the grapes and making wine the only way Francis knows how. Between two pillows.
Working on that musical version of Gidget.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
good. Afternoon. Nibom Coppola, Lorraine.
Yes, Mr. Coppola, please.
He's not available right now. May I take a message?
No. Yes, this is Aaron Spelling.
Okay.
F you. I'm sorry, I'm just getting near the end of my rope with this.
Yeah.
Well,
that rope will feel nice and fine once it reaches the Molinaro residence.
Al Franken, who cares?
No, I hate Al Franken.
Larry Gatlin, who cares? Larry Holmes Enterprises.
Oh, we always call that up in Eastern Pennsylvania.
Hulk Hogan, that a home number?
I think so.
Maybe Hollywood Hogan.
Yeah, all right. That'd
be terrific.
Yeah.
But he wears his underwear on the outside, though.
Yeah. Be a good chance to talk to him. Charlton Heston, is that a home number? We never called him before.
Moses.
Hey, man.
He likes guns and all, but...
Hello?
Yeah?
Yes, Mr. Hogan, please.
Oh, wrong number.
All right. Oh, another housekeeper, though.
Here we go. Charlton Heston.
What kind of underwear do I wear?
Loincloth, like in Planet of the Apes.
I wear none.
Hello?
Yeah, Chuck Heston, please.
May I tell him who's calling?
This is Don and Mike. We're doing a national radio show right now.
Hold on, please.
Thank you.
He just stepped out the door. Let me see if I can find him.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bill Mother Chucker.
Oh, that'd be very cool.
Yeah. Kenny Kramer, no way.
Hey, who needs Kenny Kramer if we get Charlton Heston?
Is he expecting this call?
Absolutely not.
He is absolutely not, huh?
Yes, yeah. We're playing a little game we call Underwear of the Rich and Famous.
Let me drop a little name here. Would you please tell him that we're good friends with G. Gordon Liddy?
Hold on, I'll see if I can catch him.
Very good.
Hasn't he been on Liddy's show before?
Very often, and what you say is true.
G. Gordon just dropped by a couple of copies of his calendar to us today. We're having a meeting with Ken. Uh-huh. Those girls in his calendar are nearly naked. I'd give that calendar a plug if I had the telephone number for it.
Stacked and packed calendar.
Should call G. Gordon Liddy and order his calendar.
It's got a very interesting cover.
And the girls are almost naked.
Very controversial.
Ah. My favorite was Miss April.
Yeah, April was showing it all.
Totally see-through.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, if he's not there...
Hi, I can't catch him, but if you'll call back in about 10 minutes, he ought to be back here.
Oh, really? Now, are you just BSing us, or...?
No, I know how to say goodbye.
Oh, that's good. Okay, well, we'll check back with him.
Okay. All right. Well, if I do a commercial break, it's on you, then. We'll come back. We'll call Charlton Heston in 10 minutes.
Well, I can't guarantee, but I can tell you he's going to be in the house in 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Very good.
Bye-bye. Oh, here you go.
That's exciting.
This poor handwriting screams John Pop. The number for G. Gordon Liddy's calendar, I'll give him a plug. It's 1-800-737-1808.
All right. Part the C.
Tom Landry?
Tom Landry, legendary coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And a man that I would be fascinated to know the answer to the question.
What did you say to me?
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
Of course not. All right. Hold on a second. Shirley MacLaine, we call her too much. Eddie Mecca, I'm bored with him.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Methane, no thank you. Jay North, just had him on the show. Mm-hmm. Donny Osmond, big bore. Ted Nugent, had him on plenty of times. Regis Philbin, work. No, that won't do it. Tony Randall, already called him. Ahmad Rashad, who cares? Sally Struthers.
You ever made contact with Sally Struthers?
Nope. Tell her we're calling from Between Two Pillows.
Must have been a dream I had that we actually did get through. This could be nice.
Yeah. Brand Tarkenton? Oh, that's a work number. I don't see anybody else. Dionne Warwick. Who cares about her?
Yeah, we've also had her on.
We played the game with her.
Yeah.
Dick Van Patten? No, thanks.
No, not until we're getting ready to go out to L.A. again to play poker.
Whose number is this?
Bye.
Struthers.
Oh, Struthers.
Oh, was that her?
Okay. Sounded like a kid. Sounded like a kid, I think.
Oh, it was Sally Struthers. me speak her language here. On behalf of all the starving kids in the world, stop eating!
Okay.
Okay. You asked for it?
I certainly am. Who are we calling now?
Al Molinaro.
Let's call Al Molinaro. He, strangely enough, is usually home.
I love that about him.
I'm going to call the former star of Happy Days, star of Happy Days.
Al Molinaro.
Al Molinaro.
And then maybe we'll try Heston during the next break.
Oh, very good.
Otherwise, a big zero for us, except for Barbara Walters' housekeeper.
Hello?
Al! It's Don and Mike.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Mr. Reliable, Al Molinaro, listen, we're doing our radio show now, of course.
Doing your radio show?
Yeah, we just called to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, Al.
Oh, how sweet you guys are.
How have you been? We haven't chatted in a long time.
No, I know. I've been kind of fooling around, you know. No show business.
Nothing happening? Are you doing those commercials anymore?
Oh, yeah, I'm still finishing those commercials.
But you're writing a book. Weren't you writing a book the last time we were talking?
Yeah, I'm done with my book, and it's right now it's into a couple of different publishers.
Waiting on the results.
Boy, I got my eyes crossed, toes crossed, everything.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Al, the reason we're calling, of course, you're on our A-list of celebrities.
Oh, how sweet you are.
We're doing a feature called Underwear of the Rich and Famous, and now we'd like to know Al Molinaro. Of course, you love him on Happy Days.
That's right, big star.
Al, what type underwear are you wearing?
Do you know something?
Yes.
I wear the jockey shorts. They're made in my hometown of Kenosha, Wisconsin.
See, you got an answer from Al Molinaro.
He never disappoints us, ladies and gentlemen.
The jockey shorts.
Yeah. Jockeys, that's what he's wearing.
Jockey for Al Molinaro.
From Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Beautiful. Al, have a great Thanksgiving.
Hey, thanks, guys. Same to you and everybody else there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, take care now.
Bye-bye. Bye, Al.
Thank goodness that loser's always there.
Yeah.
He's like the emergency celebrity behind the glass, break in case of emergency.
You know, that's why midway through that I said I just feel like we're heading down Molinaro Lane, where there's always somebody home.
Sure enough. We'll be right back. All right, let's try the mother chucker back one more time.
Calling Charlton Heston. Ben Hur. Moses, Planet of the Apes.
Oh. Planet of the Apes.
NRA.
That's always good on his resume.
Hello.
Hey, it's Don and Mike again calling for Chuck Heston.
Hi there, and he is not coming back. He got in a car and drove away, and I didn't know it.
Oh, is this Mrs. Heston?
No, this is Mr. Heston's assistant.
All right, well, listen, here's our message. Can you take a message, please?
Sure.
Soylent Green is people.
We're big fans.
Okay.
Remember that one? Do you remember that line?
Soylent Green is people.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. That's our favorite Charlton Heston movie.
And listen, when he was, of course, he was the human in some of those Planet of the Apes movies. Did he ever turn around and wear a monkey suit in one of those?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Like in the last voyage of Planet of the Apes or something?
Nope. He was only in the first one and then in one scene in the second one.
Okay. And he's probably gone for the day now?
Well, since I didn't know where he was going, I can't answer that. I don't know.
You ever seen his gun?
His guns?
Yeah.
Really?
Is he like wear one on
a
holster?
No.
Okay. All right.
See you later, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Now I got another number. Do you think that's a cell phone number?
Yeah. Let's try. Maybe in the car.
Hello? Hello? Stop bothering me.
Oh, it's us again. I'm calling on a different line. I thought maybe I had his cell phone number.
Nope, there isn't. He doesn't have one.
You're very competent.
All right.
Charlton Heston doesn't have a cell phone?
Well, no, that's true. He doesn't.
Was he just reach his head out the window and scream?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Okay. Yeah, I love that tone.
Right.
Okay, very clever, boys.
She was rapidly losing interest with us, right?
Oh, we gave her another 5 minutes of a beat.
Look, he's not coming to the phone. She was as disinterested in us as we appeared to be with Al Molinaro. Oh, listen, and Al's got his fans out there. Do you know Christine told me that more than one person called and said, how dare we talk that way about Al Molinaro?
We should be nicer to Al Molinaro. Al Molinaro.
We were nice to his face.
Yes, we should be nicer to him off the air, though, too, because he is a trusted friend of this show, and he never disappoints. Think about the consistency.
That's right. He's always there, man.
Always been there, and I hope he finds a publisher for his book.
Yeah.
When I called him a loser, I guess it was just all the pressure of
yes.
all of the other real celebrities not being able to take our telephone call today.
We love Al Molinaro.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
And we love his Encore dinner commercials.
It was good in that Weezer video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like Buddy Holly. Oh, and you're Mary Tyler Moore.
Don't forget him on The Odd Couple.
Oh, Murray the Cop.
Yeah, excellent.
He was the TV Murray the Cop.
Yeah. Right.
Fine man.
Al Molinaro.
We didn't ask him what he was having for Thanksgiving. Do you want to maybe give him a call and ask him?
Absolutely not. I had my fill of him for a while.
Good friend, Al Molinaro.
Yeah. I understand he's having a TV dinner, though, for Thanksgiving.
What brand is it, Mike?
Encore. I'll be up at 6:30.
Buzz?
Yes.
There's your music.
Uh-huh.
It's time for the old news and comments.
Yes, it is.
And what is your lead story tonight, Booze?
Tonight, how the nerds are going to make us all rich.
Hmm. Is that something to do with Star Wars?
No, more to do with computers.
Yeah.
All right, let me tell you right now, I'm very excited. Have you seen a trailer, Don? Have you seen the trailer for Star Wars?
No, he'd be great in Star Wars.
Oh.
Al Molinaro.
Oh, he'd be great. He'd be great as an alien. Wouldn't have to use any makeup. Now, that's a joke.
Right.
Kidding.
Friendly joke.
We kid because we love from the ticker.
For all his fans that have been burning up our lines.
Give me his number. I'll call him back.
Just wish him a happy Thanksgiving.
Call him back.
Find out what he's having,
yeah.
What he's doing. I'll be going to my daughter's house.
Know what he's doing.
And we'll be having turkey and boring.
Just sitting in the chair looking out the window.
I know what he's doing.
Robbie's not smelling his fingers.
He is.
No, he's not.
Robbie.
Pass that.
It's very bad. It was very bad.
Hello.
Hey, Al, it's Don and Mike again.
Sorry, we forgot to ask you one thing when we called earlier.
Yeah, what's that?
What are you going to be enjoying for Thanksgiving dinner this year?
A turkey that my wonderful great cook wife makes.
Oh, fantastic.
The whole family having a son and daughter and little kids and everything. I'm a grandpa two times.
Oh, bravo.
How about that? How about you guys?
Same, much of the same.
Just like you.
Same old, same old.
Same old stuff.
Now, that was the question we forgot to ask you.
Yeah. Just want to call you back. We feel a little guilty about that.
Okay.
Good
all
luck.
Right. Take care, guys.
Yes, take care.
Thanks.
Al.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Al. Bye-bye.
Good.
Okay, everybody happy now?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
turkey.
That's the answer.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sprinkle a little
find yourself sitting around wondering, hey, what are we going to do tonight? Well, wonder no, you can get ripped if you go down to the 7-Eleven and pick up Lysol spray, either unscented or plain. Of course, you can't get it in the Brock at General Store, but you can just zip into Cardston and get some at the Red Rooster. And if you're looking for something hot, listen, take it from one who knows. So how can you argue with that? Get down to the Red Rooster store in Cardston and pick up your can of Lysol today. Either regular or fresh scent too that comes in the blue can. This is Ernie Crying Head for Lysol.
23 before 9.
Daily with Brown Eggs, the Don and Mike Show.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride?
Christine tells me there's a hairdresser on the phone. Guy says his name is Betty.
All right.
Guy named Betty.
A man named Betty.
He's been calling all day long. Hello.
Well, it's not all day long, just for the last 45 minutes or so. I have people under the dryer.
Hello, Betty.
Yes, hi.
Betty?
Yes.
Wait, were you a boy or a girl?
I'm a man.
Betty, why do they call you Betty?
Because Elizabeth is too long.
I understand. No, I don't.
Were you trans? But anyway,
were you one of those trans?
I'm sorry.
Are you trans something?
No.
You go by the name of Elizabeth?
Yes.
Are you homo? It doesn't matter to us.
Not at all.
You're not homo, yet you're a hairdresser and you call yourself Betty because it's shorter than Elizabeth?
That's correct.
What would you say to this, pardon me if it's an unusual question.
Yes, sir.
Elizabeth is a girl's name.
Well, that's only your interpretation.
So is Betty.
Elizabeth.
What's that?
It's only your interpretation of the word Elizabeth. Elizabeth is also the name of a city, but I'm not a city.
Well, it's a city named probably after the Queen of England.
Name one boy named Elizabeth.
My daddy.
Your father's name was Elizabeth?
Yeah.
How did that work?
Well, I'm actually the third Elizabeth in the line. To tell you this,
really?
I'm not sure exactly how the first Elizabeth got named, but that was...
All right, let me just recap here.
Okay.
You are a hairdresser. You talk with what seems to be a discernible lisp. Your name is Betty, but you're not homo.
That's correct. Hmm. And actually, I'm not necessarily a hairdresser. At least, what I was calling about was that it was...
How's your mother, Jack? How's your mother, Billy?
Touché.
Touché.
Well,
You sound so gay.
A place that I have here in Georgetown called John Q. Pubic, and I was actually calling...
Oh, now listen, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Sir.
Listen, me and Mike don't care. We're friends of the gay people. I swear to God we are. We're very pro-gay. I mean, we make jokes, but we make jokes about everybody.
That's right. And we are an equal opportunity offender, but we are a friend of the gay community. Now, please,
God bless you.
Stop talking in this nasty code and tell us what's really going on.
I was calling because...
No. We must deal with the issue of your sexuality before you can discuss whatever else you'd like to discuss with us.
Now, come on, Betty. If you're joking with us, now just let's clear the air right now.
I'm not joking.
Your father was Elizabeth II. Come on.
My father was Elizabeth II, T-W-O, and 2-O-O. Also.
Oh, my God.
And you don't love men?
No.
Really? Tell me who your ideal woman is, then. If you're hetero, tell me who your ideal woman is.
Queen Elizabeth.
You're playing a game with us. We're not going to be able to stay on with you if you're going to play a game with us.
No, actually, my name wasn't supposed to be the issue. I'm calling. Because
No, but your name is Betty.
Now, if you're giving us a little alias, that's fine, too. We don't care what you call yourself on this show.
If I was going to give you an alias, I would have been Robert or something like that.
Yeah. But your name is Betty.
That's correct.
Pretty Betty.
And you're not homo.
No.
You're a very pretty girl, though, aren't you?
Let me ask you something. Would you do Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Who is that?
Oh, I believe the question's been
answered. You're queer as a $3 bill. Let me ask you this. Would you do Matt Damon?
I don't know popular culture. I don't know who that is.
Right, like you don't have a big picture of Matt Damon right now in front of you. How about Lenny DiCaprio?
I've heard of him, but no.
I bet you have. So, Betty, what's going on?
You're listening to this show and you never heard of any of these people. These are the people that we talk about incessantly.
I don't
care. Celebrity.
Hello? This is the seat of pop culture in America right here. You're on that show right now, Betty.
Sorry.
I bet you're a big Merv Griffin fan, aren't you?
Ooh,
yeah,
Merv.
From the early 60s, yeah.
Oh, later than that. Merv worked all the way through the 70s, Betty.
Maybe you could be his next Denny Terrio.
That's possible.
Uh-huh.
Hey, do you want to hear about this thing?
Because, you know, Merv Griffin invited Denny Terrio, the host of Dance Fever.
Put it under the dryer. Could you hold on just 1 second?
I thought you weren't a hairdresser.
I'm not. It's more like it's hair shaping. It's body.
You gotta start telling the truth, Betty.
No. Otherwise, we gotta hang up on you, Betty.
It's body hair shaping.
Body hair shaping.
Yes.
Is that why you mentioned that other thing before?
That's what I was trying to call you about.
We'd rather talk about your sexuality.
So somebody's under the dryer right now.
Well, part of the body is.
Is it a man or a woman?
Man.
Because your hair shaping?
Yes.
Down there?
You're so gay.
This is for a mullet.
For what?
A mullet.
I thought a mullet was a fish. He's very, very gay.
A mullet is like a body wig.
This guy doesn't like fish, Mike, if you know what I mean.
Do you mean a merkin?
Yes, but we call it mullet.
You're making a toupee for a man's genital area?
No, it's like for the entire body, so that you have a whole body full of hair, and then you can shape the hair according to your whim.
How many women have you been with, Betty?
A lot.
How many's a lot?
Two.
How many boys have you been with, Betty?
None.
But yet you're working on a man's hair down there right now.
No, it's actually on the back.
Oh.
Nice. You're just lying to us, Betty.
No.
Yes, you are.
Listen, as I said, this show is very pro-homo, and anytime you'd like to call and be honest about your sexuality, then we'd love to talk to you about whatever it is. Offbeat, pun intended, businesses that you're working on, okay?
Not the John Q. Pubic.
No, listen, you know what?
Hmm?
I just deleted that out. I'm not going to give you any free plugs for your business until you're straight with us, pardon the pun, about your sexuality.
That's kind of a shame because I have been forthright.
No, you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
No, whenever a guy's going,
you're so gay. You're so gay. You exude gayness, man.
That would be a surprise to both myself and my wifeling.
Your wifeling.
Your wife. Your wifeling.
And that business doesn't really exist, does it?
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Why won't you admit you're gay? Me and Mike don't care. I swear to God we don't care. I've even said on the air I'm probably at least, well, depending on how my mood.
Sometimes it's been as high as 85%.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear about...
No, I want to hear about your sexuality.
There's nothing to talk about. Really.
Why don't you give me your wife's phone number? Let me call her up then.
That would be a very bad idea.
I won't give out the phone number on the air, but I would like to talk to your wife. To ask her what it's like to make love to a real man every night.
Named Elizabeth.
I'm starting to lose interest in this phone call.
Yeah, so are our listeners. Don't worry about that, Betty.
Many of them not as open-minded as we are.
That's right.
Probably being flooded with calls right now. Why do you keep this homo on the air? So we're just trying to come to the end of the rainbow. You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you're saying.
Sure you do, Betty.
Yeah.
Listen, you're dreaming. And there's no hair zone, is there, Betty?
It wasn't called...
Don't say what it's called.
Don't say the name of it.
I wasn't going to say it.
What are you wearing right now, Betty?
Clothing.
What kind of clothing?
Be specific.
Shirt and pants. And slippers.
Slippers.
Shirt and pants and slippers.
Well, I've got one slipper on my right foot and a big boot on my left foot. It's just...
You got a hospital gown over the whole thing?
No.
You're the queerest, man. I don't care. It's just too bad you can't come to grips with it.
Betty?
Yes?
What's wrong?
I was distracted.
Why? Why is that?
There's the guy under the dryer.
The guy under the dryer. How come we can't hear the dryer?
Because it's over on the...
Is the dryer between your legs?
No, it's at the far end.
Far end where you're drying a man's back hair.
That's right.
The far end, you mean your back end?
No. A far end of the room.
Is he mounting you right now?
No. We're doing a Jackie Gleason profile on his back right now.
Sure you are. Right. That's great, Betty.
Okay, Betty.
Betty the weird one. The weird. Hey, Betty, you're the weird one of the day.
I compliment you guys on talking about shaving down yonder.
Yeah, that was the whole purpose of your call.
No doubt you're into that, Betty.
No, it's the business.
It's the business, yeah. I'm going to ask my friend Homo Joe if he's ever heard of you. It's all you homos, a very tight-knit community. I bet, who knows, maybe you've even dated him before. Maybe he'll be able to tell me something about you.
Okay.
About why you won't support your sisters and come out.
I've done my best, fellows. So now I'm going to say goodbye.
Fellows.
You take care, Elizabeth.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, goodbye.
I'm saying goodbye.
So gay.
Goodbye.
So gay. And Christine said the guy's called like 1,000 times today to get on the air.
Wants to get his little prepared comedy on.
Well, let's hang up now, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, say goodbye. Bye, there you go.
Goodbye.
They ruined it.
So gay.
That whole thing about you being under a hairdryer, and they ruined it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to salute your pro-homo-ness.
We are very pro-homo.
Absolutely.
I mean,
that's one of the reasons that I listen to you every day. But let me tell you, my gaydar was going off the third word out of that man's mouth.
Oh, sure. Of course. Come on. His name's Betty, please. That's a gay guy calls, wants to do a little shtick about what we were talking about, the shaving yesterday. And
I didn't think that we'd be more interested to talk about what he's got doing down there.
Yeah, he just wanted to, the play was the thing for him. Yeah.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike!
You know, your gays. They're very theatrical.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, hello.
That dude was gay as a $3 bill. That boy was so gay, I'm getting sugar diabetes right now.
I ain't
Oh, man.
Wow. Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
What's happening?
Hi.
I got just riding down the road here, and my kids cracked me up. I got a 7-year-old who does the cheerleading bit for football, you know? And I got a 4-year-old who follows along with her.
Yeah.
And one of the cheers is dynamite. That's the way it's supposed to start. So she says, "We're Don and Mike. We're out of sight. We're tick, tick, boom, Don and Mike."
Are they in the car with you now?
Yeah, I got them in the car.
Well, come on, make them perform for us, please.
I don't know if I can do all that.
Come on, sure you can.
Okay, hold on a second.
Just pretend they're Cody and Cassidy.
let me work the speakerphone deal. You there, guys?
Yep. Hello, girls.
Molly, hit the Don and Mike. Molly.
Oh, Daddy.
Daddy, don't make us do it.
Daddy.
Get that F off.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello, Don and Mike. Father of the Year there. Hello.
Heck.
Hey.
What's up?
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'm working the stick on the kids, but...
You know what? I thought I was hanging up on that guy. I'm sorry. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, am I on the air?
Yep.
Well, I'd just like to know, I know Lizzie from back when, and we used to have a little shindig going on.
Oh, come on, you're not gay.
Oh, I'm serious, I am.
No, you're not gay.
I swear to God.
You are not gay.
I promise you. Look, I can describe to you in so many details.
I'm sure you can, but you're not gay. You're some guy calling up now pretending to be gay.
No, I promise you. He did a little thing on my... hair down there for me.
How are your plans going for the holiday?
Oh, they're just great. I'm in PWP, and we're having all kinds of people over.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. Without partners.
Parents without partners?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. It gets weirder and weirder.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Resident homosexual, Homo Joe checking in.
Homo Joe, thank you for calling the show, Homo Joe.
Here's our consultant, special Don and Mike consultant.
That guy,
I called Christina while you're on with him. I said, he's as gay as a goose.
Say,
do it.
Thank you, Homo Joe.
You're here.
My pleasure.
Now, Homo Joe, let me ask you this. Do you think he's one of those guys who's gay and just doesn't realize it, won't admit it, or do you think that he was just trying to put on a little play there?
I think he's playing around.
Yeah, just playing around, had his little prepared shtick, and it didn't go the way he wanted.
Yeah, he was trying to get a free advertisement.
Would you like to date him?
No.
Have you ever been to his business?
No, I have my own ticket. Problem to take care of that.
Oh, your hair down there?
Yeah, hair down there. I had somebody flying in from Germany tonight.
Oh, somebody flying in from Germany?
Especially to treat that hair down there?
Yes, indeed.
And let me ask you, Homo Joe, do you shave?
Yes.
Okay.
No surprise. Okay, thanks, Homo Joe. Thanks for checking in.
Okay, check it
out. All right, happy Turkey Day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Way to go to be able to think of turkey after that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
It's like stuffing the turkey.
Dr. Homo.
As Homo Joe will be doing tomorrow,
oh,
I'm sure.
Man.
Great stuffing.
Man, you know, Nah, I'm not going to say that. Hello. I was just thinking of the Thanksgiving turkey.
Dynamite.
I was just calling to say I have the key. I was going to help Betty there out of the closet.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Jackass. I mean, listener.
I have the key.
Hello, Don and Mike.
The gatekeeper.
Hello.
Hello?
Who's the gatekeeper?
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, look, I'm a bicycle courier, and I'm right at 20th and K. If you want me to go scope out how legitimate this guy is, I'm more than happy to.
No need to. We've already had our homosexual expert, Homo Joe, tell us. We knew the guy.
Yeah, we knew he was gay. It's all the other stuff we weren't sure about. But you know something? That's the mystery that makes this show special.
Frankly, we really don't care about it.
Okay.
Guy was a good caller.
Peace out.
Betty, peace out to you. Word to your mother. Thank you, soul brother.
A funny story for y'all. Just so y'all know, brothers do listen to you.
Oh, I know that, my brother.
Between my part-time job, sometime I go home, and I'm sitting outside of a grocery store waiting for y'all to go into a break at 11th Street. Guy comes over to me and asks, what am I listening to? He had his Walkman on. I said, Don and Mike. And he gave me a big thumbs up.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Right on.
That's right. We're down with that.
Thanks, man. You want some Afro Sheen or something?
Hey, I'm the whitest black guy you'll ever meet, but that's a whole different story.
The whitest black guy you'll ever meet.
Hmm. Seriously.
Maybe we should start giving away like Afro picks or something.
That'd be fantastic.
Show.
Buzz has one.
Yes, I do.
Way to get the brothers involved in the show.
Yeah. While y'all on, this time when y'all do it, the show at the Bayou.
Yeah.
Can you get them to put the lights up? I was at the last one. I was the yucca puck off to your left flashing pictures, but they didn't come out real well.
Yeah, sure. Come on up. We'll make sure you get some pictures.
That'll work.
All right, see you later.
Love y'all.
All right, thank you.
Right.
Peace. Bye, homie. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Last call. Hello.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi.
This is Donna. Who's this?
This is Donna Mike, Donna.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, remember at the beginning, Donna, when you said, hi, Donna Mike, this is Donna?
I'm sorry.
And I said, hi, Don and Mike Show?
I'm a first-time caller.
No excuse. Who's this?
I'm sorry?
Who's this?
This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. It's Don and Mike.
I just wanted to, I was calling. Like I said, I'm a first-time caller.
Uh-huh, duh. Oh.
And I just wanted to...
Who's calling, please?
It's Donna.
Donna! Mike, it's Donna.
Donna, how are you?
Fine.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Well, I was calling because I wanted to...
Is this Donna?
Yes.
Donna, I'm sorry. We're only talking to second-time callers today. You're a first-time caller. Am I right about that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, what a shame. You have to call back next time, and you'll be a second-time caller. But don't call on the days we're doing first-time caller day.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Who is this, please?
This is Donna.
Donna, you a first-time caller?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's a shame. This is second-time caller day.
Oh.
Hey, Donna?
Yes?
See you later.
Man. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We just heard the replay of that.
Hell, at least summer's over. She won't get any bugs in her mouth.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And the newsletter's just about ready to go out. All I need now is the Hank Stotts column.
Oh, right. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thoughts. It's October, and we all know what that means. If Princess Di were here, I'd tell her, hang in there. Kill for a dreamsicle right now. Now, maybe it's me, but I think Sharon Gless should be on TV every night. If I had my druthers, there would be no more world hunger. What do you think?
Couple more.
I sure do miss the cow sills. That mini-skirted mom sure was sexy.
Jesus.
I think that's Jerry and Sally f***ing in the parking lot.
Wow!
I am telling you, nothing beats that missionary position.
I think I have enough.
Yeah, hurry up and put it in the computer and get it out to the fans.
I might just do a little editing.
No. We never edit Hank's thoughts.
Hmm. Hey, Hank.
Excuse us.
Listen.
Come here.
Don't make me look at your car again.
What? Hey.
Jesus, I just talked to him.
Yeah, get a load of that. God, that little rat bastard. I thought you had a talk with him.
I did.
Hell of a lot of good it did. If he bangs her any harder, the airbags are going to inflate. Hey, now. Hey, you little shit. Enjoy yourself, because you're going to be fired. Look, it didn't even faze him. Mr. Connected, are you going to do the firing?
You bet.
Wow. I thought I had a hairy head.
The Don and Mike Show. Pretty Men, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
What have you done with your hair?
I was going to ask. It is so noticeable.
He has straightened his hair. He has taken the curls out of his hair.
Well, no, you know
what
happened?
Look at that. He's a different man.
It's been greatly shortened. It's much shorter. I haven't had a haircut this short since I was in grade school. And there's a lot of mousse on it. It's all crispy, crunchy. So that's why it looks straighter than it was before.
Yeah, back before grade school, though, that's when they brought you around the country, right, to different carnivals known as the Wolf Boy, right? Was that when they had to shave your forehead just so you could see?
He's the Chia man now.
If we'd been thinking, that's what we would have done. But actually, and when grade school, we actually pasted my hair down with butch wax, I believe, in those days.
Look at that, man. You got like real news guy hair now.
Yeah, how about that?
It totally changes your look. It sure does.
I have changed a lot in the last year. The facial hair is gone. The glasses have appeared. The hair's gotten shorter and different. Yeah, I'm a different guy.
He really looks different today.
Yeah, it's really working for you, Buzz.
Thank you.
Okay, let's take a phone call here. It just take me a day or two to get used to the new you.
I understand.
It takes me no time at all to get used to you with comb-over hair.
Phone calls for Don, Mike, and Wolfie.
Hello. See, Buzz is always... Hold on a second there, my friend, on the telephone. Buzz always had hair that's like... almost like pubic hair. I mean, naturally curly.
Very curly.
Very tightly curled. Mm-hmm. Lots of it all over the top of his head. And now, all of a sudden...
The unmistakable curl was what we noticed the most. You used to tease it.
He used to have an afro pick that he would use.
Right, I still do.
You'd work that thing. I mean, you'd just go crazy.
And always before the end of the show, last break, mm-hmm. Buzz would take his headphones off, go over and like... Do that thing like Link on Mod Squad used to do to his afro to...
Always at the end of the show.
Right on.
Yeah, so he would look good for the fans. The many fans that greet us as we leave the building every night.
Greet us. I mean, let's not greet him as we would leave the building.
They throw roses in his path. But now, look, he's got the comb-over thing happening.
Yeah.
It's good. I think it's better than the other look.
A very establishment haircut.
You know what it is? It's very Clark Kentish.
Oh, it is.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Wow, all I need is the cape.
And it's so thick.
Mm-hmm.
Is luxurious. It's fantastic.
Hello.
Thank you.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don, Mike, and Wolfie.
Yeah, hi there.
How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Long-time listener. I've been listening since back in the early days.
Right on, yes.
I'm going to have a major artist in the car. I work for a limousine company. And I'm going to have a major artist in the car in about a half an hour.
Love those limo drivers.
Who is the major artist, sir?
Jennifer Page.
Jennifer Page.
She thinks Crush.
I wouldn't call her a major artist.
No. Okay.
But, I mean, you know, you're trying. And have you had any bigger people in your car recently?
Not recently, but we do a lot of work for the Ravens and the Orioles and with that, Elton John.
You ever have Cal in your car?
Not personally, no. Brady Anderson.
Albert Bell.
All right, let me put her record on. I got her record here.
Okay.
And then you see if you think that she's worthy. I tell you right now, I don't think she's even worthy of a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a... common streetwalker, probably. I mean, I don't think she's very identifiable, is my point.
Jennifer Page, everybody. Very breathy.
Do we want to have this girl on the show?
And it would be like an assault interview, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Good call, Don.
No.
Answer no, sir.
Okay.
But we appreciate the thought.
Just thank you. Thinking about the show, guys.
Now, if you ever get the Backstreet Boys,
oh,
please.
Call back.
Wow. Absolutely.
Absolutely. We want to talk to Back and the Street.
And that's Boys, B-O-Y-Z. Hey, boys. So here's a good part of the song. I liked this song for about 5 months,
right?
I liked it for about 5 minutes 5 months ago.
Oh, look at now the CD's all screwed up.
See, that's karma right there. That's a message to you.
Well, thanks anyway.
Okay, thanks,
all right,
guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. How nice it is to finally be in the position to turn somebody down.
Yeah. We never did before, but we do now.
We'd take anybody before, man.
Absolutely anybody. And then we finally figured out that taking anybody, you just do more damage than good sometimes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yum, yum. Furby like Buzz pee-pee. Yummy, yum.
Okay. All right, listen.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you. All right, goodbye.
Then. Whatever.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's the hairdo.
Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike, please.
Yeah, it's the hairdo that will be on display for the first time in public, tomorrow night at our Las Vegas-style show. Hello there.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I was wondering if you've seen the new Jennifer Love Hewitt video. She has a new song out.
Yeah, I know. We played it a couple of weeks ago. It's way overproduced.
Are you Canadian?
No.
You said out. Like Peter Jennings says out. I just thought you might be Canadian.
Didn't we goof on that song? Like singing My Breasts Are Huge?
Yes.
By Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Yeah.
Right.
You did a fantastic... I thought that they'd actually put that on CD as the bonus CD when you order Dennis Murphy's Christmas Classic. They should.
Well, listen, does she show her ample teenage bosom in her video?
Unfortunately not. Just a tank top.
There's a tank top. Well, can you see?
But not a very revealing tank top.
Oh, really? Oh, that's too bad.
Here it is.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
Sung by Don Geronimo.
My breasts are huge. They're really big.
They'll wake up to another single night.
My breasts are huge.
The open road and never ending wide.
My breasts are huge.
Things can happen, yeah, but nothing ever does.
Milkshake machines. That song sucks too. Thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.
I don't want to slight Dennis Murphy, but you put that on CD and you'd outsell him in half an hour.
Any limo driver got Jennifer Love Hewitt, though, call us. Not only would we interview her, we'd smell the seat.
Yes, we would.
That's a DJ promise.
We'd even bribe you to turn the car around from whatever destination you were going to and drive right to the studio.
I think she'd be interesting to talk to, besides the fact that her breasts are huge.
Do you think if she was ever in studio that you would be able to... refrain from that habit of yours?
Of staring at them?
No. She likes her breasts. She likes to talk about her breasts.
Does she really?
She's very proud of them. She's talked about them many times.
Really?
Yes.
Really? What does she say about them, Buzz?
She says she likes having big breasts because she likes being a girl. Yeah, apparently that makes her feel like a girl.
Oh, God bless her.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah. Her breasts are huge. Number 8 this week on the Billboard Countdown. Here's Jennifer Love Hewitt. My breasts are huge. They were little breasts. Named Snuggles. At number 7 this week, here's Courtney Love. My Place Stinks. Only all the female rock stars have songs about their body parts.
Yes, with Indian names. My Place Stinks.
Hello.
Don Mike, this is Dr. Pimple Face. I have my Pimple Face PhD.
All right, come on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, can I speak to Don and Mike?
Yes, you are on the air right now. Hello.
Oh, hi. I want to tell you about Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Her breasts are huge.
Yes, they are. But she was also on Kids Incorporated when she first started out. And so she really can sing because you had to sing on that show. And then she did commercials and all that. But
that's when Rob discovered her, when she was on Kids Incorporated.
Kids Incorporated is like a Hitler Youth Up With People show, right? Wasn't it?
Well, it was a little kids show where they actually sung and did little skits about, you know, being kids. And it was a great thing back in the 80s. That was like her first thing in California, though.
And back then, her hit song was My Breasts Are Growing. Back when she was like 8 or 9.
She was also a Teletubby.
Really?
She was, yeah. She was a Teletubby. She was, Big Ol' Bitty. Big Ol' Bitty's the last Teletubby. Oh. It's green.
It's a squeezer. You go,
Jeff Dominic.
My breasts are huge. My breasts are huge.
My two best friends, Don Geronimo and Mike Romero.
I don't even know what that guy was talking about.
He was enjoying himself, though, and I think that's important.
Give me a chance to establish the conversation, sir. I promise I'll let you squeeze your words in edgewise.
It doesn't happen very often, but once in a while you do get those people that just, as soon as they hear the click and kaboom, they start their spiel.
Well, I understand the sentiment. Sometimes people think they have to fight to get a word in edgewise on the show.
Well, I can't imagine why that is.
Hey, I can't help it. It's just I'm always positive what I'm going to say is going to be entertaining. I'm positive what Mike is going to say is going to be entertaining. Frankly, I don't have the same confidence in our audience. You know what I mean?
Try again.
And I'm not sitting here prepared to argue with that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Yeah, hey, buddy.
Good. I was calling to see if you caught Very Bad Things this weekend.
That movie? No.
Okay. I thought you might be talking about it. Good movie.
See, there's an exception to the rule. Now, here's somebody who had something entertaining and informative to say.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is Sam Huff.
Hey, Sam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How you guys doing today?
Hi, Sam. A pause for the Hall of Famer.
Redskins won. I just thought I'd say that.
Okay, thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
Okay, good job, bye. Sam. Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
That is so exciting for me when a Hall of Fame football player just picks up the phone and calls.
That's great. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you could watch the game last night, right?
Oh, that game was a pisser last night. Let me just a second.
Okay.
Brett Favre has so totally regressed.
Yeah, what happened to the Packers?
As a football player. You know, Brett Favre, like 5 years ago, used to do dumbass things like go back and he just would be holding the ball and all of a sudden it would squiggle out of his hands.
Yeah, or he'd throw into like quadruple coverage and say, yeah, my Mima wanted me to.
He was doing that last night. He fumbled like six times in the first half alone.
I was wondering if you guys saw the fan run out on the field and the great open field tackle made by the Tampa Bay Police.
It was a fantastic moment. Some idiot fan runs out on the field.
I didn't see
and
it.
And the guy, like a sheriff or somebody, wearing like a brown cop uniform.
Right. Nailed him.
Runs out on the field and, I mean, doesn't even try to slow the guy down. Just goes down, puts his head at the guy's knees.
Open field tackle.
Tackles him, takes him down.
Yeah. Did they get a big round of applause, a big cheer from the crowd?
Yeah.
And it happened again.
Yeah, two guys ran out of the field. Two separate guys. Yeah, well, they were very excited last night. Tampa Bay hardly ever beats Green Bay.
Tampa Bay's winning. Tampa Bay's winning.
I feel good for Tampa Bay. Good for them.
Yeah, they haven't had a lot of success over their franchise history.
Yeah. I like a stadium that's got a lot of junk in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got lots of good junk, like a big pirate ship where they shoot off all these cannons when they score a touchdown and stuff.
Don't you think they ought to have more of that in the NFL? More of the mascots on the sidelines, you know, more wild animals?
I like crap, man. Mm-hmm. I like plenty of crap at a game.
Carnival rides.
And Rob Spiewak will tell you, because he was my guest for the Redskins game this weekend at the Redskins' new stadium. Not enough of that good crap at the Redskins stadium,
huh? Like crap from like 50 years ago, it looks
too conservative, too staid, the same old garbage.
You got to whip them into a frenzy. Give them what they want.
We got to get a pirate ship. I know the Pirates have nothing to do with the Redskins, but that pirate ship is damn cool last night that they showed at Tampa.
Like, wheel it out. You know, wheel something out with, like, guns a-blazing. You know, that's what we ought to have.
It's part of their stadium down there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like guys have seats. You can watch the game from the pirate ship.
From the pirate ship.
From the pirate ship. It's fantastic. I swear to God it is.
Got
to
send Dennis Murphy down there.
So again, here today, Tim McWilliams is sitting back on the couch in our office. He goes, Big guy, I've been waiting for you. I got a question for you. I go, yes, anything for you, Tim.
That's right.
He says, let me go through some of your dirty magazines. Now, in our office, we got Playboy, Gallery, Penthouse. I mean, we're on the mailing list for all these magazines. We've got Out Magazine, the Gay Magazine. We got all kinds of magazines, right?
Yeah, let me take this opportunity to say thank you for that. I just wanted to say that. We never do, and I think that we say thank you to so many people, and we should say thank you for the wonderful magazines.
You're welcome for the Out, Mike.
Yeah, well, I love Out. Out doesn't come on a regular basis anymore. I don't know what happened.
I'll re-sign you up.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But Penthouse is regular. Very regular.
Too many girls peeing in that magazine.
I don't know why that's almost like a standard now. I don't think you can get a copy of that magazine where that's
Mike
not
tears
happening.
Into every month's copy of Penthouse, right? Sitting over on his couch.
The only thing when I first come into the office, if it's a new one, it's the only thing that'll keep me away from the USA Today.
The first thing he does, and he holds it up. Hey, I know how you like this. Look at this! And I got to cover my eyes. I don't like seeing that.
It's gross.
It's the worst.
It is the grossest. And somewhere along the line, either the editors or Bob Guccione or whoever it is, they think that this is
I don't know why they're putting it in there every week.
I don't get it either, but sales have never been higher. It's apparently working out for them.
So anyway, Tim McWilliams comes in the office and says he needs to look through our dirty magazines. I said, help yourself, Tim. So he's sitting on the couch, starts paging through the back of Penthouse, and I say, well, is there anything I can help you with? He says, yeah, I need your advice, Donnie, about thinking about proposing some advertising on your show to somebody. I said, all right, well, what is it, Tim? And he can't find the ad, and he finally says, have you ever heard of a product called Prolong? I said, no, I haven't. It's supposed to be something that helps you, maintain yourself a little longer during sex.
That's the way he'd say it, too.
Right? And I said, Tim, why would you come to me with this? And he said, Jim McClure said you might know something about that.
Thanks, Big
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jimmy Dum Dum.
Good on down to my phone, so they should know something about that.
What is Tim's phone number? Let me call him right now. I don't know why he had to look at a dirty magazine.
459. He's going right to the source. He's going right to the source. You know why? Because salesmen talk to other salesmen. That's why. The guy that's on the switchboard selling the Prolong, Tim will get right through to the top guy when he talks to him.
Yeah. You know, you sound like you're up and coming.
Pardon the pun.
So his question was, would I be offended if we had to run an ad saying this portion of the Donna Mike show is brought to you by whatever this, sex aid is? And I said to him,
my God.
I said, you've whored our show out much worse than that, man. We got much worse clients on than that.
Have we ever complained about any advertiser in the 13 years we've been doing this show?
All of our advertisers to us, and this, I really do mean, they're all beautiful.
They're fantastic.
Sure.
That's right. Oh, he's coming?
Oh, here he comes.
Tim's coming into the building now.
Tim McWilliams, who's heard exclusively on the Donna Mike show, incidentally.
Yay.
There he is now. Tim McWilliams.
This is costing me money.
Why? Were you just making a multi-million-dollar deal back
right
then?
Right on the phone with the guy, Donnie.
With the Prolong guy?
Well, we were getting closer.
Really?
Well, we're getting closer. We got to
tracking the guy down?
Got to get him down. This guy's hard to get.
Explain the mindset of why you came in to ask me about this product.
Well, Jim McClure told me that you would be the local resident on the on these kind of products. Authority, and I said,
I'll take it up with him as to why I
Jim
would
McClure
be.
Also, I believe, has to take the witness stand now that Tim has shared that information with us.
So there you had a copy of Men's Health up there, or is it...
I just want to say, I have a very healthy sex life. Mm-hmm. I can get an erection whenever I want to.
Right.
Hell, I've got one right now.
Mm-hmm. Usually when you're doing the show for the entire 4 hours.
Yeah, I don't need any product. Hold on, here's...
Is that Jimmy?
Yeah, see, that's a preemptive strike by Jimmy, who doesn't want to come down here and go into the studio.
Jimmy?
Hello.
Why did you tell Tim McWilliams I would know about a product to make your erection last longer?
It had nothing to do with that. Tim, I was reading one of the radio trades downstairs in the sales department this morning, and Tim comes over kind of nervously like, Jim, I'm going to ask you a weird question. You know those magazines, like the girly ones? Do you think you might have any of them upstairs? I was like, looking at him like, Tim, what are you talking about? It's 8:30 in the morning.
Well, why did you say, what are you talking about?
Well, I'm just because it's like...
Why didn't you answer him truthfully, Jim?
I said, well, I've got a stack of them under my desk.
There you go.
I just wanted
the truth to come out. You still got the high society in your filing drawer?
You know, I forgot all about that, but yes, I do. Thank you for reminding me.
You forgot all about that, Mike.
There goes the afternoon.
Well, and he said to me, he's like, you know where I can find some around here? I said, well, I think Don's office is pretty well stacked. You should ask Rob to go grab you one. And Rob, of course, wanted to kill me instantly. Like, I don't want to talk to him about that.
Oh, so is that true, Tim?
No, that's not exactly the way it went down. Now, Jimmy, what I was asking about was the product.
And he did say, I'm looking for a product product for long before. And
there you go.
Is it all I was looking the same like they used to be when you get old?
Hey, so anyway, and then he told me, no, where are you going to find this? I was talking to Gordon. Gordon said, well, it's sometimes in these racy magazines. Needless to say, Jimmy.
You're off the hook, incidentally, Tim. By using the term racy magazines, trust me, you're a guy that does not frequent men's magazines.
You were simply looking for the Playboy books.
Give me the product and the manufacturer.
There was. I guess all I'm concerned about is that you guys think that I have
I understand what's going on here.
Limb by noodle eye.
No, I think what's going on here is simply that type of material that would be in that kind of a magazine would be found
in our office.
I think that's all that Jim meant.
But
of course,
right.
Jimmy Dum-Dum, with his inability to express himself properly, probably confused the issue a little bit. Just a little bit, right, Jim?
Sorry about that, yeah.
All right, thank you, Jimmy.
All right, Tim, now listen, hold on. Then I still have more questions for you. Where did you originally hear about the product that you take?
That is a good question.
And what gave you the light bulb that went off to think advertising revenue for the Don and Mike Show?
Well, do you remember the show that I used to periodically appear on? The show that precedes yours, I won't mention the name.
Yes, right. The show that, the G. Gordon the G-Man, show.
Yes. G-Man had an episode about this, and I saw the old boy in the men's room on my way out on
the
calls.
Guest, the guest that was the expert?
No, Gordon himself. Oh. You know, he was taking a 2 o'clock break, and I was going...
I don't think Gordon has a problem getting an erection.
Couldn't answer that, Don. But here's the situation. Hey,
I'm just telling you, I don't think so. That guy,
mm-hmm.
for being... Gordon just had his 68th birthday.
Right.
That guy thinks about sex all the time. At least every time I have a conversation with him, mm-hmm. that's all we talk about is sex.
And he's in terrific condition. He's a great physical specimen. He's got the body of a 25-year-old.
Well, he could throw me through the wall on a bad day.
Strong. He's strong like bull.
So anyway, I talked to Gordon. I said, hey, Gordon, look, I need to get a hand product. And the next thing I know, he's on the air talking about how I'm in search of this product called Prolong. And my wife's all upset. She never calls a radio show. She's one of those too busy people. But she calls Gordon, she calls his secretary, and rips right into him. Well, he got a big chuckle out of that, but the long and short of it is, he told me that the place to find these kind of things are in these magazines. So who would be the local authority? Jim McClure. So I said, Jim, next time you're looking through the magazines...
Oh, wait a minute, hold on.
Oh, come on. Easy, Donnie.
You are talking with Gordon Liddy in the bathroom...
Yes.
...about a product that enhances your ability to sustain an erection. Then Gordon talks about you on the air, your wife calls in...
Right.
Somewhere during all of this, you think you can get advertising and you have to figure out where you can get this erection stuff?
I can't get the name of the manufacturer. I don't know if the stuff even exists. But
so your interest in the product that we will refer to as Prolong,
yes, sir,
is strictly from a sales standpoint.
I'm a salesman and I'm looking for the name of the manufacturer. If any one of you 4.5 mil out there can call in and give me the name of the guy, I'd sure appreciate
it. Why don't you call, look at these sponsors who are going to run our next commercial break. TBS, Downey, Hooters.
Where's Hardcore.com?
Sam Adams Beer. How come you're not calling Ford and Chevy?
Hey, Don, I got more Ford and Chevy dealers on your show than probably anybody in your sales
force. Oh, I like that.
I like that, Tim. I'm Mr. Clean.
Look, there's that pride. I like
clean.
It when that pride
come
comes
now.
Through.
Maybe I work hard. I get it, Don. Talk to Alan. You remember that?
So you're just basically cold calling some new opportunities.
Just a new opportunity. I mean, it could be an investment thing. And
if the guy was to say, throw you some free samples, it would
be I was just going
to
say, do you think, possibly, this is all spin on the part of Tim McWilliams?
Because
as I recall, the last time you were in here, when I asked you about sex,
right?
You avoided the question. I said, how many times a week you bang your wife? You wouldn't discuss it with me?
We can't talk about this. Come on, Don. This is not the subject matter at hand. Strictly a salesman trying to do his
job. Do you think Tim has that problem?
I'm going to say, because you know how I feel about Tim, I'm going to say there's just no way.
There you go, Mikey, baby.
There's no way.
Glad to go.
I believe that product is for a different problem. I think it prolongs the erection by keeping you from reaching that special moment too soon. It's basically a local anesthetic.
How would you know that?
Dr. Wolf.
Professor Burbank.
I just can't stop reading.
Hey, Buzz, next time you see the ad, can you rip it out, please?
Sure.
All right, get out of here,
Thank
Tim.
You, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, I think Tim is impotent. That's all I want
to
say.
Don cut right to the chase with his comment there.
Yes, he did.
But I'm very worried that my good image... has been smeared and all of this.
No, you're fine. No, you're Mr. Potency. We know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, just let me get my wife.
We know that based on George every day at the beginning
Hello.
Of the show.
Honey.
Well, hi, my boo-boo.
Listen, I know you probably had to turn the radio down because we're having such a crazy conversation.
I'm all by myself. Right. I'm not in carpool.
Would you please attest now before our vast listening audience as to if I would need a product known as Prolong?
All right. Well, seeing as I agree with Buzz as to its given purpose, and you have made no secret of the fact that, a commercial break is...
Oh, dear.
Honey. All right, listen, hold on.
Oh, my.
All right. I originally thought I would simply like to address the aspersions that were thrown my way unjustly.
I believe I know where your wife is going here. And
right, that she's going to say that I don't last very long.
She's
and
taking the literal definition that was given to us by Dr. Burbank.
I will agree to that. However,
right.
Would you please address the people of the listening audience?
You would not need Viagra.
And moreover, you would not need Viagra, and you would never consider using Viagra. I mean, it's just not within your makeup. Mm-hmm. You have too much pride. You would not use any artificial help.
I am as horny.
They made teenage Viagra, then that would be a different product. You know, then
I bang my wife all the time.
This is very sensitive turf here, and I know it's extraordinarily important for you to get this message
out. I just want to say that right now. God is my witness. I bang this woman all the time. Do I or do I not?
You know what? Even though I don't have kids in my car, there are maybe kids somewhere in the world, and maybe one that's related to the both of us.
Do we have...
I feel like James Garner's going to come in here in a second if you use that bang word again, you know.
Do we have enjoyable relations on a regular basis?
Yes, we have a very healthy marriage.
Yes.
Yes.
More than three times a week. Not that I count, but more than three times a week.
We've done experiments where it would be as often as daily if you had your way.
That's
if
right.
You were king of the world.
Because I'm a horny son of a bitch.
And more, and probably more.
Yeah, and even with all of that, I still have to watch, like, the Spice Channel and stuff like that.
And even with
because I have my needs.
Our child had to block you out of the channels just to... to cut down on the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Very That's active right. And no need for any medical technology to
Thank
assist you.
You
in any way, shape, or form.
But just goodness knows that my good image has been besmirched enough in recent days.
And I know that this is an image that you have cultivated
this
very
would
carefully.
Be the last straw.
And I don't blame you, and I think it's good for you to go on the record and just clear this up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need any Viagra, you don't need any Prolong.
Well, my wife might think I need the Prolong.
The Prolong, yeah. Well, as Beth said, it's an anesthetic. But
that would simply be... For her benefit.
For her pleasure.
I would like to exactly. say that in every one of our encounters,
right.
I, as I've mentioned before,
mm-hmm.
am the Mark McGuire in my bedroom. Right. I have never have I not hit
mm-hmm.
a home run.
That's
I have always totally satisfied myself every time I've had relations with Frida. Right. Every time.
That's
Thank
bravo.
You.
Bravo.
Thank you. Every time.
And
I'm the Sultan of SWAT.
I don't need the anesthetic either because... You know, sometimes you think that I was using it.
You've got the tying home run ball and the winning home run ball, and when you pass away, we'll auction off the balls.
And just let me say, if there was a product that could perhaps do the opposite for a woman,
mm-hmm.
I'd
make a woman more intrigued and more interested.
No, to make it so that it wouldn't take so long for her.
Mm-hmm. So it would be a rapid experience. For her, for pleasure.
Yeah, if I had one critique of God, which I do not, that seems like a mistake on the drawing board to me.
Right, because it takes her forever, man. I gotta get like my miner's helmet on. You know what I mean?
With the light?
Right. There's a big light on it.
Okay, that's plenty. That's
yeah, that's it. That's okay. Good. That's good. That's okay. A good place to stop, I guess.
Your reputation is hey. Back intact. Okay.
All right. I love you, honey. Thank you.
I love you, too.
Thank you for backing me up on that.
All right. Anytime.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. I'm no impotent sales guy, Tim McWilliams.
Mr. Blue Steel.
Let me say that for the record right now.
Me neither. I don't have to use any of that now. I feel this incredible desire to, you know, to enhance my own reputation here. I do use, you know, an occasional product.
What?
Tenactin.
Oh, dear.
Hey, you know, don't knock it until you've tried it. It works.
What?
It's tough actin.
You have athlete's dick?
No, I use it for a purpose it's not designed for.
Athlete's thing.
And it works.
What, use it as a lube?
I use it as it's a tingling sensation. It makes me last for a long time. That's why, because it's tough acting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's fine. It's perfectly safe.
Hello, it's over the counter, right?
Over the counter. Anything, yeah. And that's the way I go. Anything over the counter is safe.
In the O'Meara bedroom.
They wouldn't in the O'Meara bedroom. If they sell it over the counter, you know, that's those zinc lozenges. You get buckets of those.
Hello,
Holdies.
Hey,
hello, yes.
Hey, I've used Prolong before. It's been around a long time.
Really? Not as good as Sinaxin.
He's right. It is a topical cream, and it's a male product.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not for females.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're right.
Bye-bye.
Less than a man, in my opinion.
I just think, you know, when they offer them over the counter, you think that they're specifically designed for the purpose that they advertise them for. That is not the case.
Nay, nay.
You can read the back of the products, and you can come up with your own use, and you can self-medicate. You don't do that. Doctors say you're not supposed to do that when right. you have prescriptions, but over the counter,
free will.
I think it's fine.
Hello there, Don. Of my
Pepsid AC. You don't just take that before a big meal.
Hello.
What else would you...
Oh, I'll show you.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, I got Prolong up here on the internet right now.
Well, I'm sure you do, sir. Hello, Donna. Everybody should call Tim McWilliams.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that's all hot to trot for this product, okay? He's the guy that needs to rub it on his area. Hello?
Doesn't help there. Hey, Donna, Mike, my brothers. I can explain to you what this Prolong actually is.
Now, when you said doesn't help there, do you know something about this product?
Well, I know something of it because we work at a pharmacy down here, so.
Yeah.
The best way to equate this stuff is that it's the same thing as Oral-B, the stuff that you put
Bingo.
On your gums.
Bingo.
Or like you would put
Finally
on your
an intelligent call.
When they're teething.
Oral-B. Numbs
it. That's exactly
right.
What it is. All
same
it, it
stuff.
All it does is provide a numbing effect.
You know when you go to the grocery store
mm-hmm.
and you see the generic cereals that aren't in the fancy packaging?
Right, right.
What this guy's talking about right here.
So
many different products can be used for so many varieties of things.
You could go get the stuff that you're supposed to rub on your baby's gums when
right.
your baby is teething.
That's right.
And in fact, rub it on your genitals.
And you would have the same effect.
And
okay.
it does the same thing. It right. just numbs
right.
it and prolongs it.
Man, it's great on crackers.
Fantastic.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Goodbye.
All started with baking soda.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, thanks for picking me up, man.
Yeah, no problem. I've been driving for like 15 hours straight, so I could use the company.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been standing in the same spot for 5.5 hours. You know they made it illegal to hitchhike in this state?
Really? That must make it really tough.
So, what's going on with you? You a salesman, or?
No, I'm nothing.
I am.
Yeah?
I'm a salesman. I'm going to start my own company.
Really?
You want in?
I'm not. I don't really have any, you know, money or...
You heard of this thing, the 8-minute abs?
Yeah, sure, 8-minute abs. Yeah, the exercise video. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, this is going to blow that right out of the water. Listen to this. 7-minute abs.
Right. Yes. Okay. All right. I see where you're going.
Think about it. You walk into a video store, you see 8-minute abs sitting there. There's right. 7-minute abs right beside it. Which one are you going to pick, man?
I would go for the 7. Yeah, I'd go for
Bingo, the man. 7. Bingo. 7-minute abs. And we guarantee just as good a workout as the 8-minute, folk.
You guarantee it? That's how do you do that?
You're not happy with the first 7 minutes. We're going to send you the extra minute. Free! See, that's it. That's our motto. That's where we're coming from. That's from A to B.
That's right. That's good. That's good. Unless, of course, somebody comes up with 6-minute abs, then you're in trouble, huh?
No! No, no, not 6. I said 7. Nobody's coming up with 6. Who works out in 6 minutes? You won't even get your heart going, not even a mouse right. on a wheel.
6 points.
7's the key number here. Think about it. Right. 7 elevens?
Yeah.
7 dwarfs? 7, man, that's the number. 7 chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea? It's like you're dreaming about gorgonzola cheese when it's clearly free time, baby. Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're freaking fired.
The Don and Mike Show. Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, tell me which of these hurt more. The gal that works for me last week and I each had a week. She was at a party.
she was fingering her hair, and she ripped her earring right out of her ear.
Okay.
Right, split it right through her ear.
Okay. Or what happened to you?
Or I was sitting on my deck last week, au natural.
All right.
I bet you win.
That hurts already.
I bet you win.
And the yellow jacket stung me on my ball.
You went hands down.
Hey, the only good thing about that is maybe your ball got all puffy and stuff.
Oh, it did. And the gals loved it.
Oh, my God. A yellow jacket right on. Oh, my God.
You know, my wife was running last week. She was jogging, and she had a bee biter stinger right in her lower lip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So for days, you walk around like this. Boo boo! There is trouble in paradise. I have been stung by a bee on my lower lip. Sugar Bear, please help me. Help me, please. Please. Let's go for a walk.
Oh,
please.
You know all the hot buttons.
Please help me.
Did the swelling go down after?
Yes, it did. No, I was just enjoying you doing my wife with a big lip.
Help me right now. I have to be at the auction in 2 hours. And the bee is going to kill me.
Oh, you know them all, don't you?
Yes, I do. Well, I'm here. You know, I'm a witness for all this.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to be late for the family reunion. Help me, please. Help me, please. I'm painting the house. You're not handy.
You're cracking me up.
I wish you could do just a little help. I'm building an attachment. I'm building an addition on the home. But I'm not going to be able to finish with this big thing. It's really making me angry. Close the door.
Where is she?
I've got your underwear on a stick, Sugar Bear. It's right here hanging on a stick. This bee is very, very, very annoying.
Oh, I don't even know where she is.
I want her to hear that.
Where's the wine? I want the wine with my sisters.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
Where's Mama?
Outside.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
You want to talk about any of your girlfriends?
What?
Ooh. Nothing.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Where's Mama? I need to talk to her for a second.
Okay. Can't reach the phone. Wait.
Mom phone.
Mom phone. That's the sound of my son
hanging up on you.
Hanging up on me. Wow.
Well, he's a little
sensitive about your old friend gay.
Barney!
Hello?
You hung up on Daddy.
Hello?
Here she is. Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi.
Hi, where's she at?
Right here.
Oh, okay. Put her on, please.
Hello?
Hey, honey.
Yes, my boo-boo.
You guys have a show on?
No, not right now. We were sitting on the front porch watching the rain.
I was just telling Mike about that bee bite that you had on your lower lip.
Oh, well, not a bee bite.
A bee sting?
Yeah.
And then I launched into an impression of you with a bee sting on your lip.
Sugar Bear! Sugar Bear! I'm not going to be able to go to the auction. Tell Bunny she's going to have to go by herself.
Oh, I mean, he's got them all.
Thank you very much.
He's got them all.
I just wish you were a little more handy around the house.
You know, Mike, I'd like to see that imitation in person when you invite us over. Maybe I'll...
I promise you that I will do it for you in person.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good.
Oh, this bee bite is terrible.
You know, a lot of men think that bee stung lip look is sexy.
Ooh, not me. It looked like Goldie Hawn in that First Wives Club movie. You know where she gets all that collagen in her lip and she looks like the Joker?
And unfortunately, this bee didn't sting me in the middle of the lip. It was off to the side, so I had the lopsided lip.
There was a kid in our neighborhood growing up that she was allergic to bees, and she bit into a sandwich that had a wasp in the middle of it.
Oh,
and her whole face, she was literally... She almost died, and she was, but after, you know, after she lived, of course, it was open season, she was almost unrecognizable because she swelled up so big.
Oh, well, my lip, it wasn't the attractive, pouty, sexy lip, it was more like Bill Murray in Caddyshack, you know?
You're hiding from me.
Yeah, no, Mrs. Craig, you're wearing green so you can hide, you're a tramp.
You know, we were watching part of, what's that bad Christmas movie Bill Murray did? Oh, Scrooge.
Scrooge, yeah, it's kind of,
that was good.
You hang on it. Because there's nothing else there.
You know, at the very end of the movie, where he's saying, like, okay, everybody on the left side of the theater sing, everybody on the right side of the theater sing.
Right.
I didn't I didn't know until we watched it this weekend that he actually says at one point, "Feed me, Seymour,"
really?
Which has nothing to do with the movie Scrooge, right?
Just being Bill Murray. That's
right.
All,
honey.
What, boo-boo?
Beautiful. 17th anniversary that we celebrated Friday night.
Romantic champagne.
Right, yeah. We went out. We did it right. We went to a very nice restaurant.
Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
We ordered some bubbly. Had a nice dinner. Three of us, me and Free and Bart. And it was, beaucoup expensive.
Mm-hmm. No expense. Finest champagne.
Right.
Bart was home from camp. We were glad to see him.
So the guy comes over. We went to a restaurant where the guy is speaking French and calling me monsieur and calling her, you know, madame. And
right.
It was really nice. A perfect evening.
Would you like just one more waffle thin mint?
Up until it was time to pay the bill.
As long as I've been living, the French have been f***ing us.
Well, no, I can't blame the French on this.
Oh, no. What happened?
Because, and why is it when something like this happens that it seems every eye on the restaurant is on you?
Because they don't send the waiter back out. They send the manager in charge out.
I give the waiter the credit card, and we're sitting there going, oh, this has been a beautiful night. I love you so much. Blah, 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 blah. The guy comes over and goes, and like not in a hushed tone, comes over and goes, sir, your card was declined.
Oh, I hate that word because it's the worst word.
And then as if I'm not going to believe him, with everybody in the restaurant looking, he opens up the little thing that's got my credit card in there and print it out on the ticket 5 times in red ink. Declined, 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 declined.
The worst.
And I had no other credit cards with me.
Oh,
so,
no.
So, what do you think Barty and I are feeling sitting there at the restaurant? And then,
so I had to leave.
And my husband says, well, let me just go out to the car and get another credit card.
Right.
So we're sitting there.
What am I supposed to do, honey?
This is a little embarrassing. And then we see Daddy in the car driving away.
Well, I had to go get the car.
I had to go home to get the...
I don't want to scare you, but Daddy just... left.
I had to go home to get more credit cards. We didn't have any more credit cards.
It's like that commercial on TV where, let me slip into something more comfortable. And she slips into the car and waves at the guy.
So that was item number one about our
anniversary. And wait a minute, just to clear up our good name. Just to clear up our name.
Yeah, right.
It was when I got home, even with a half a bottle of bubbly in me, I called and it was the credit card's mistake.
Oh, that's the worst, and that happens so often.
Right. And they said they're sorry, but, you know, thanks, you know.
Yeah, sorry, but the guy enjoyed himself coming over and announcing to everybody, monsieur, your card has been declined!
You know, when that's happened to me, I don't think I've ever run into anybody that does not get a tremendous amount of perverse pleasure out of coming.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's declined.
Yeah, real loud.
God.
Real loud. I think I talked about the Prozac, the dog Prozac.
The expensive dog Prozac.
And I talked about Max getting neutered on the show. And I talked about the family reunion yesterday and the outhouse. I think about the only thing that I haven't discussed.
Oh, and Grandma called to inform me that they cover it with lime in between.
Oh, that's so gross.
You mean the big pile of poop?
Yeah.
That's what they like throw on the bodies, you know, when they throw the body in a hole. Throw some more lime on it, yeah.
We had sex at a pool yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And my wife didn't think that we were going to be able to.
Well, I thought it would be too uncomfortable for the aging, but...
She didn't think that she thought that, how do I put this delicately? She thought that she was a little Gladys Kravitz-y.
I don't think we need to.
Right? She thought that.
I thought it would be uncomfortable. That just suffices to say.
And I said, honey,
I would have the same theory that said, underwater it may be uncomfortable.
She said, where? No, it was lubricated.
And well, I understand.
How can you not be lubricated? We're in the water.
You don't understand the difference, sweetie, between water and.
Hold on. Just answer the question, though. Was it a successful union?
Well, you were right. No, I'm willing to give you that.
But sometimes underwater, it can be, there can be a little, just a different sensation when you at the beginning, and not that I know this.
You know, you're going to get in trouble when you get home tonight if you haven't done it with your wife in the pool.
Okay.
Oh, let me tell you.
Hang up the phone, my darling.
It's ready.
Let me
okay,
tell you something.
But hang up the phone, sweet pea.
Okay. You know I don't like to talk about it, okay?
Yeah.
But I will tell you that we have always thought of the pool, that pool at the house we rented and the pool we have now, we have always thought of that as a tremendous aphrodisiac. Absolutely. There's something about the pool being out there. If the kids are asleep and they're, you know, you're out by the pool, it's a tremendous effort.
All I know is that I had to go out and skim the pool today.
No!
Because
there was some relish on top of the pool.
We threw some lime on it. It was fine.
that's the discussion. We're both naked yesterday in the pool. And I'm like, come on, baby. And she's like, we can't.
Right.
I said, yes, we can.
Okay, you were right. That's enough.
Were you in the cold water or were you in the warm, bubbly water?
Oh, we're in cold water.
Okay, cold water.
Mm-hmm.
Cold water. Very cold water, Mike. Very cold.
Not too cold.
Yeah, not too cold. Because cold water, as we have discussed earlier on the program, tends to...
Gives you a shriveling, shrinking effect.
But if you're, if you're all hot to trot, it doesn't matter anyway.
And I was. I was.
You always are.
And then I thought of that scene in Get Shorty, when John Travolta's standing with Rene Russo, and he goes, you got to skim your pool. You got to get someone to come out and ski your pool. And I'll tell you something else without being totally graphic, although I think I've already crossed that line. I looked to see if there was anything happening, and there was no evidence. Just let me say that when we were done, there was no evidence.
I don't know why I'm having all these flashbacks right now, but I was in Niagara Falls, Canada, at a hockey tournament.
Yeah.
And the first thing I noticed about the hotel rooms up there is they show the movies, but with no censorship. These are completely uncut. And the movie, and the reason I realized
Hot Spice
is because beyond Hot Spice, and the movie I was watching in the hotel had a scene in the pool where they had an underwater camera shot
of the guy.
The moment of relish.
Oh, really?
Which was, I found absolutely
fascinating. What did it look like? Flubber?
It looked kind of like a sea snake. Hey, I'm just telling you the truth.
Okay, you know,
I'm sorry, Frida.
I'm making a wrong turn into the boys' locker room right now.
All right, I love you.
Okay, I love you too.
I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Goodbye, Frida. Oh, man. Yeah, I just remember that when you were talking about that. And it was just, wow. Little production value.
She hit it all.
Really?
Yeah, well, I couldn't. I was looking for it later.
Oh, God.
I could not find any. Hello, that was my beautiful romantic weekend.
Your wife made a wrong turn in the boys' locker room.
Hello? Hey, listen.
Congratulations, Gong.
Oh.
Oh, hey, listen. Hey. Here's another stud joining us now.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Here's a voice of a man a lot of people want to find out about.
Looking well.
Do you have an update for us?
And don't give anything away yet, Dennis, because, the art of teasing is what we like to do on this show.
Yeah, I have a couple interesting events happen Friday night.
Oh. Hey, I understand that you were among the first to call Lewis to congratulate him on his great bit with Jerry Seinfeld.
For some reason, message on my voicemail at work. I don't know how he got my number.
Oh, Lewis left a voicemail for
you? Yeah, hey, I'm Lewis. We're carrying a car, but I'm in the carbon. So he gave me his phone number, so I called him this morning.
See, Lewis, Dennis, Lewis didn't give us that information.
See, Lewis made it sound like he got back today from his successful Jerry Seinfeld appearance and that you called him.
So you were returning his call on your voicemail.
Yeah, I'm returning his call.
Oh, all right. I got you. All right. Listen, sit down and cross your legs.
Oh, well, actually, I will do that.
And when we come right back, we'll find out everything that happened on your beautiful weekend.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Dennis.
I'll talk with you after commercial.
After the commercial. Okay, so, Dennis, you sound different. You sound like perhaps it was a good weekend for you.
It was an interesting weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, come on, give me a hint.
Did I close the deal?
I don't want to know that. All right, let me just tell. Ask me this. Answer me this. Did you get to second base?
Actually, I think I did because I had a shooter in between her
breasts. You had a shooter in between her breasts.
Yeah, she put a shooter in between her breasts, so I had a shooter from her breasts.
And were the breasts completely exposed?
Oh, the ball was over it, but hey.
Oh.
All
right. Well, yeah, maybe he didn't get laid.
Yeah, we'll find out.
All right, hold on, Dennis.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Any cold pasta?
There was some ziti, but it all got eaten.
The whole tray? From last Sunday? Monsignor Jughead was here.
If you are referring to Father Intintola, yes, he was.
Mm-hmm.
He spent the night here.
The priest spent the night here. What happened?
Nothing.
And you're telling me this because...
You might hear something. Take it the wrong way. His car was out front all night.
You know what? This is too f***ed up for me even to think about. What'd you guys do for 12 hours? Play Name That Pope?
He gave me communion.
Oh, I'll bet he gave you communion.
Excuse me?
Well, Carmelo, the guy spends the night here with you, and all he does is slip you a wafer?
That's verging on sacrilege.
Oh, I didn't mean the verge.
What, you think I'm lying?
I don't know, but the whole thing sounds...
Would I have told you about it voluntarily if there had been anything to be ashamed of? Do I look like the friggin' thorn bird over here?
He's a fag. That's it. Because otherwise, I've got to question what I'm hearing here.
The Don and Mike Show. Warning. May cause loose stools and fecal urgency. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there. It's me, Mike O'Mara. Thanks for listening to the best of Don and Mike. You are proving yourself to be wise and thoughtful, and here's why. People that are listening to the best of Don and Mike will be able to answer the Don and Mike trivia question next week and win $1,000. It's our way of saying thanks for listening. So thank you from me, Mike O'Mara, for listening to the best of Don and Mike.
This guy from Rochester who sent us the phone number for the House of Poon.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. This guy has a lot of time on his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And he found a couple of more wacky phone numbers.
Very good.
That'll just give us a brief chuckle.
Okay.
And then we'll move right on with the show.
All right. House of Poon is one of the greatest restaurant names we've ever come across.
Now, more great businesses with great names. Philadelphia, that's what we're calling.
Interesting. Ah. Restaurant?
Don't know, Mike. Let's just wait and see how they answer the phone. I hope they're there.
Me too.
More ring. I got to reveal the name of the place.
All right.
No one's there at Teet's Place. That's like a cow's teat.
Teet's Place.
Teet's Place.
Teet's Place.
Tonight on the WB.
It's Teet's Place.
All right, hold on. Let me try the other one. I'll give you a hint. It's Teet related.
Teet's Place. Mm. Can two singles survive eating pizza on a dairy farm? Join us for Teet's Place on the WB.
All right, let's try calling Wisconsin now.
Ah, Wisconsin.
This is WV22. The number you have called is no longer in service.
Oh.
If you have reached this recording in error, please check the...
I'll call Director Assistance.
All right. Yeah, that's always good. Get the new number for it.
In the dairy state.
Wait. Lots of cheese in the dairy state. Cheese factories, cheese heads.
See if we can find the number of Teet meat packers. Elkins.
What listing?
This is West Virginia. Teet meat packers.
Thank you. Please wait
while the
operator looks for that number.
It says WV, not WI. So that would be West Virginia.
And we were just talking about the WB.
Hello?
What was the name?
The name is Teet's Meat Packers.
Teet's.
Teet's.
Teet's Meat Packers.
Packers, yes. Like
Packers.
Green Bay Packers.
Packers.
Like Fudge Packers.
Okay.
Teet's.
Teet's. T-E-E-T-S.
Teet's.
So it's T like Tom, right? E-E-T-S?
I think we're getting a little picture of what information is like for everyone that calls it nowadays.
Hey baby, this is the Don and Mike radio show. I should have told you that. We're on the radio right now. And yes, it's Teet's. T-E-E-T-S. Teet's Meat Packers.
Teet's Meat.
I believe that would be the fourth time.
Nothing's coming up under Teet's Meat Packers.
Huh. Okay, but thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much. You've been very kind.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Did you say Pete? Was that with the T?
All right, well, listen, if you're going to send us these phone numbers, please check them out in advance.
Sure.
Yeah, although it sure did look funny, Teet's Place and Teet's Meat Packers.
Teet's Place. I'm very disappointed we didn't get through to Teet's Place in Philadelphia.
We'll put them on file. We'll call them some other day in the future. Joining us now from Las Vegas, here's the guy who sent us the first entry that we read in the very annoying, awkward Thanksgiving contest.
Very good.
Here is James. Hello, James.
Hi. How you doing, Don and Mike?
We're doing great. We read your letter on the air.
Uh-huh.
And, excuse me, we had a couple of questions for you.
You got it.
First off, James, do you realize that this show has no budget, and there would be no way that we could afford to fly you, much less your entire family from Las Vegas to D.C.
This is true.
So you were aware of, even before you wrote the letter, that you'd have to get here on your own?
Hey, just the pilgrim outfit, the hot turkey, and the naked woman is all we need for us here in Vegas.
Wow. Really? Would someone grab that letter and bring it back in? Because all I remember is, are you the guy that was adopted?
Yeah. I have brothers and sisters that we're all adopted from different families.
Are you all over the country?
No, we're all pretty much right here in the Southwest.
And
right.
You're saying you can pony up...
California was like 3 hours away, and... Arizona and stuff.
How would you plan on getting everybody out here?
Well, we're already planning on getting together everybody here. My sister from Colorado is driving out. My other sister lives here. My other brother lives here. My other brother and sister in California is supposed to be coming out from L.A.
Okay, yeah, what about getting from Vegas to Washington, D.C., where we do our show?
Well, I was hoping to well pack up and just drive on out. All one big bus. Rent an RV.
Now, have you run that by anybody?
No, but they're all willing for it. This is my thing. They don't care.
Are there a lot of other fans of the show?
Free food and a pilgrim outfit and some girls. They don't care.
Robbie, I gave the letters to Broyhill when he was fixing Mike's microphone.
He denied having.
Are there a lot of fans of the show in the family too?
As far as my sister in L.A., I think she listens to you all the time. Of course, my sister here does, Christy.
Ah, there they are.
That's great. So the two sisters.
Right, here's the letter. Right. I'm adopted, so are my brothers and sisters, all from different places. We're not that close anymore. When I heard of this event, I had to try and reunite us. All right, well, James, what you have to do, if you're really serious about this, is get with your siblings, get with your family, and find out exactly how you guys would arrive in Washington, D.C. on the 25th of November.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See, it would involve leaving probably on Monday or Tuesday of the week.
Yeah.
So if we were going to select your family to receive the Thanksgiving treat, you'd have to work all of those details out well in advance.
Well, it's well worth it to finally unite us together and have some fun.
Well, that's great, and I hope you're successful. We'd like you to to pursue it.
I'm going to go ahead and set that up, and I'll fax you guys back and let you know how it went, and hopefully I'll be one of the runners up.
All right. Great. Well, I hope you're the winner, not the runner up.
I tell you, I love the show, and I hope Joey goes to hell.
All right. Well, thank you, Johnny.
All right.
Or James. I'm sorry.
James.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, James.
Thanks, Don and Mike. Bye-bye. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
I am not sure whether he gets it.
I don't know. We'll find out when we get his next fax. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike.
Dear Don and Mike, there seems to be no way that I would be able to take my family in a Winnebago.
Yeah.
They have to work. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys. What's going on?
Hi.
Just had a little story for you, something to think about when you send your wives in for the oil change.
Yeah.
After 25 years of marriage, my mom got divorced and married her gynecologist.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Delivered me, he did.
Really?
Wow. Boy, oh boy, that's weird. That makes all guys feel creepy.
Just think about that. He also surgically implanted two leather straps.
Pardon?
What?
Surgically implanted two leather straps. Now,
hey, now hold on a second. Yeah.
You're making this up now.
You're trying to be funny, but what the hell are you talking about?
Hold on. First off, did your mother really marry her gynecologist?
That's no joke.
Okay. That's no joke. Now, this thing about the straps, you're trying to be funny?
Trying was going to tell you that now he just ties her around his head like two straps on a feed bag.
All righty. Okay.
That's real nice about your mom.
That's
sweet. Yeah, that's terrific.
Right. He also did some work on my sister, too.
Oh, my God, awful.
Something to think about this afternoon, Doc.
Right. I'll give it very little thought, but thank you, sir.
Sure thing.
All right, goodbye.
Anyway. Think about it all day.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the everyman calling in.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I love you guys, first of all.
Thank you.
I live in Sacramento, and I wanted to tell you about a bookstore that we have here. It's called Her Place.
Her Place? You know what? All you people that have these wacky phone numbers, really, you should fax them or send them in to us.
Well, I have the phone number. I just called it, and they answer Her Place.
Her Place.
Her Place.
Thank you. I swear to God.
All right, we'll get it to us. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I'm calling about. I know Don's got a few dogs in his yard. I would like to tell him about a few techniques of picking up dog crap.
I don't pick it up. I just let it sit out there.
So do I.
Why would you do that?
It's compost. It actually, goes back into the soil.
All right. Besides, there's leaves and stuff that cover it up now.
Yeah, but anyway, the technique I use.
No. Hold on a second. I believe I answered your question. I don't pick up dog poop in my yard.
Oh, okay. Well, better man than I am then.
Bye.
You're damn right about that.
Barbie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
But no, I really want to tell him how I pick it up. I put on gloves. Wool gloves.
I bet he doesn't put on gloves.
And I wait for the summer, and then I bite my nails.
Hello. Not on the mic.
Hi, it's Radio Free DC, the G. Gordon Liddy Show. Believe that. It's like getting Liddy with it. What? All I can do is...
If I want to hear G. Gordon Liddy, I'll turn on the radio any day. What is that?
He's right here in the building. We can go into his office and talk to him.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I listen to Ives in the morning, every morning, you buddy.
How do you feel about that? You didn't make it on the air.
Da-da-da-da-da.
I'm tired of all those crank callers.
Yeah, that's the best way to stop them right there.
Hey, Gordon, let me get turned on the radio.
Hello.
What is that?
Turn down your radio, please.
Turn your radio down.
Please.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Fantastic.
I want to buy some spray-on condoms. Sign me up for a box.
Sign you up for what?
Spray-on condoms.
Spray-on condoms. That was on yesterday's show.
Episode. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi there.
Hey, I live in Las Vegas, and there's a restaurant out here called Full Ho.
Send us the number, then.
The Full Ho.
Thank you. I'll give it to you right now. You guys call them right now.
No, so you can't give the number out on the air.
So you'd have to... I'll give it to Christine, then.
No.
No?
Just fax it to us or send it to us.
All right, whatever.
Okay. Whatever.
Whatever.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
I just want to warn everybody, all these people are walking the streets as we speak.
Absolutely. It's a great country.
Driving. Many of them driving cars.
Voting. Come to the Full Ho. It's a big picture of a big fat lady with spandex pants.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. It's right next to her place.
Wow, deity dial.
Hello.
Can't believe it. The King of Queens reference, it was like the writers were listening to the show, like Saturday Night Live or something.
Right.
They were talking about the gravy train, like naming their member. You remember the part where she
is
said...
Is everybody as lost as I am with this call?
I know exactly.
I heard King of Queens, Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I ramble as bad as all those jerks that call, and I think they're rambling.
Yeah, what? You do. You are rambling. You're not making a hell of a lot of sense.
All right. On the King of Queens the other night when she was saying that she did things that he wanted to do, and she used sex as an example, and
he said...
Yo, tell me you don't like the gravy train.
Right, I remember when Kevin James said that. What does that have to do with the show?
Well, that day you were talking about naming the members.
I don't think he was talking about his penis when he said you like to ride
the gravy
train.
He was talking about himself, right. You know, that he was the gravy train. You know,
well,
because he's fat. It was a fat joke.
Oh, okay.
It was not a penis joke.
He was also doodling, and he said, does this look like Batman?
No, he did say that.
And that was Don.
You know,
so.
Newsflash, lots of guys draw pictures of Batman. I appreciate the fact that you think the world revolves around us, and you know that I certainly think that.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
that's because I'm me, personally.
Well, thanks a lot, guys.
And it's a good show, and I'm glad you're watching it.
Thank you. Hello, Don, on my show. It's too bad you don't understand it.
God.
Hello.
Hey. The gravy train. He's talking about his thing.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Hi, Don, Mike, and Buzz.
I believe only a gay guy would refer to his penis as the gravy train.
Yeah, that's right, and it would be beef gravy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I was listening, and I heard that Mike's first child was delivered by a doctor that he had a difficulty in explaining his name.
Yeah, we couldn't pronounce his name.
Yeah,
it was very difficult.
Doctor. I'm actually a cord blood educator, and I've been to your building before, but I know that doctor.
You know the doctor I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He's great. He was a great doctor. I should have mentioned that,
wonderful.
Too. Very, very calm, very relaxed guy, and did a fantastic job.
Yes. Well, his name is Stephen Magid, M-A-G-G-I-D.
I don't know if that was the pronunciation of his name. I'm not sure whether that's the same guy.
Yeah, I know who it is.
What hospital is he affiliated with?
At Holy Cross?
Nope, not
okay,
the same
guy.
Okay,
well then I know the other doctor that you're talking about.
Stalker!
Okay, well that's good.
Hello.
I'm happy for you.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey guys, I would think being an OBGYN would make you gay. Think of all the Marge shots you'd have to wade through just for one.
Yes, but for every Marge shot you would see, you would also see every Jennifer Aniston.
But after a while,
they're having problems.
After a while, there's always room for poon. What guy do you know that is sick of that?
That is true, but I would think that in that setting, that I would think that after a while, You would. You're starting to believe what you're saying here as I talk about it because I'm putting myself in the situation.
Do you ever get tired of looking at dirty magazines?
No.
Do you ever get tired of looking at porno?
No.
Okay, me either. Okay. Do you think you would ever get tired of random women, 10, 15, 20 of them a day,
and I see
coming into your office?
If it was the Marge shot in the first hour, if you got the Jennifer Aniston in the second hour.
Right.
Yeah, but what about Jennifer with the yeast infection?
All right. So she's a little yeasty.
Still.
Cheese, man.
You know, it's amazing, but it's you have to wonder.
You're seeing the worst in all these women, and if I was an OBGYN, I'd be seeing nothing but the best in them.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, you get someone like Jennifer Aniston,
mm-hmm.
you say to her, she might have a little yeast, even if she doesn't. You know why? You get her back the next week.
Yeah. I'm going to need to see you 3 times next week.
You get Courtney Cox in there, you know what you say?
Uh-oh.
I think I might feel a lump.
Oh, God.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Great merciful crap!
The Don and Mike Show.
Expertly aged, like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Did you ever get the Lancelot link in the Secret Chimps album I sent you?
You know what? Yes, we did. I want to thank you for sending that in. Unfortunately, there was no singing on that. Isn't that right, Robbie? There was no singing on there?
Well, there was singing, but it was just like bubblegum rock music. There was no dialogue or anything.
And unfortunately, you have to have the dialogue. If you don't have the dialogue on the record, what's the good of it if you're not having any of the characters?
That's right, Lancelot.
Remember, Lancelot Link is that TV show we loved when we were kids where they would dress monkeys up like people and they had them like go surfing and drive cars. And eat food and stuff.
Here we are at the beach, Marta. I've got a big beach towel and an umbrella set up.
You're my beach god, Lancelot.
Yeah, so thanks for sending that. Rob, did you send that record back to this guy?
I filed it. We might need it in the future, Don.
No, you might need it. You said you were going to send me some gifts, but I want to thank you for the years that I've been listening to you. I was crying just before I called you because I'm having a tough time in my life right now, but you guys are the greatest. You really are.
What's your tough time? Can you talk about it?
Yeah, I'm going through divorce, and I just got fired.
Mm. Oh, ouch.
But
what a lucky man he was. You divorce her, or she divorce you?
She dumped me for her psychologist, which is another...
Oh, man, that's the worst.
Ouch.
You know what? Dennis Murphy no longer has the title of biggest loser on this show. Goodness sake.
So she dumped you after... Was she going to this guy during your marriage? And then
I tell you? Well, no. My wife is the executive director for the California Association of School Psychologists, and she came home after her March... annual convention, and she was just a different woman. And then the next thing you know, our beautiful marriage and our beautiful home and my beautiful children, her life had been years of hell. And I'm telling you the truth, guys, because the son of a bitch is probably listening to you right now. He lives in a suburb of Baltimore, Maryland, and I'm going to kick his ass.
Oh, good for you.
Wow.
Some guy boning your wife. She's your property, man.
Vina, if you want to know.
No, we don't want to get into that. You can't say anybody's names or where they work or whatever you were saying. Please don't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry, but this is all true, and I'm going through horrible turmoil.
And why'd you get fired?
Can I tell you the truth? I put my arm around a very close friend of mine, and I gave her a big hug and all that stuff. And the next thing you know, I'd been called in the office because people had complained it was inappropriate touching, and they fired me for sexual harassment.
Did the employee that you put your arm around complain about it?
I don't know if she did or not because she's a close friend of mine, but other employees put her up to it.
Yeah.
But I'm just devastated.
Yeah.
You know, I sure do want to believe you, but I have to wonder if there's another side to this, because you sound like the sad sack loser. Is like your wife goes out of town, bones some other guy, she leaves you in the lurch.
You
and
the truth, guys.
All you do is put your arm around the girl.
People. I would not say this, because there are many people out there that will probably recognize my voice.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Right after my divorce, I was putting my arms around any woman I would see under any circumstances. And I would always bring my right hand down right near the breast.
I've been 8 months, and I can't look at another woman. I can't touch another woman.
Oh, really?
You're a mess.
I didn't have that problem.
It's okay. But I love you guys, man.
Well, you know, thanks. You're just a mess. That seems almost incomprehensible to me that you would simply put your arm around somebody and they would fire you. I mean, you could go get a lawyer and you could sue their ass.
Yeah. No, you can't do that. This company has zero tolerance, and I admitted I was wrong. If I did some inappropriate anything, I apologize to the site manager.
Well, did you feel her breasticles?
Oh, absolutely not.
She's
got a lot of personal problems. She came to me and told me things like, my husband is denying me. And I said, what do you mean, denying you? And she said to me, he's denied me sex. And I said, well, I'd never throw you out of my hot tub.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, it's stuff like that.
See, there's more to it than just you putting your arm around her, right?
Yeah, well, I think she was put up to it. But other people complained, and they said, well, what we want for this guy is...
Rob, where's my cuckoo sound effects, please?
That would be good.
I'm just starting to draw a bead on you now, the more you ramble with all these things that have happened to you. Go ahead. Please continue.
Okay. Well, I'm using Paxil, and it's 20 milligrams. But I'm feeling pretty good right now because I'm on the air with you guys, and I love you a lot.
That's good if we can be the bright spot in your day. Do you have any jobs on the line?
Well, I've registered with 4 temp agencies. Good. And I haven't scored yet. You know, I'm not a spring chicken, but I am a very, very... loyal husband and loyal father, and I have friends. They're over in Sonoma County in the Santa Rosa area. And
okay.
Man, what a drag.
All right, well, hope things work out for you.
Hey, thank you. I'll keep listening.
Well, thank you.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Here you go.
Jeez. I'm bummed.
But that guy's a mess. There was a lot more than he was just telling us.
That old sexual harassment... Who's the guy? What was the big court case with sexual harassment where the guy worked for a...
That was Rob Spiewak, Mike.
For a, he's talking about Seinfeld. Didn't he bring in something about Seinfeld?
That was in Wisconsin, yeah.
At a beer brewery, one of the big ones. And then he sued, and he got his job back and back pay, right?
And all he got fired for, the sexual harassment in his case, was simply relating the plot of the Seinfeld episode.
Seems to me that if you really put your arm around somebody and you got fired, you could...
And don't you remember that case? Spiewak versus Slaw?
Oh, God.
A big sex here.
Yeah, we didn't let that one get into the courts. We handled that matter in-house.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Donna
Mike?
Wow.
Hello.
Donna Mike?
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
I just want to let you know, one thing you should not use as a lubricant while pleasuring your own self is a Nair.
The hair removal cream?
Did you do that by choice?
No. I grabbed for what I thought was a lotion. It was dark and I had a few beers.
Welcome to the Unlucky in Love segment of the Donna Mike Show.
Oh, man, so you were a little loaded and you wanted to pleasure yourself and you grabbed you grabbed
it. My wife is on the rag, so.
Just like, do you have a poodle?
No, but the thing is, I didn't lose any hair. But while I was, you know, moving up, I started feeling this very intense heat on, you know, and...
What,
you know, safe to say right now I have a scab.
Oh, man, a burn. Oh my God.
The burn. Okay, thank you.
Man, right. Just another example of how far some guys would go to explain herpes.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Are you talking to me now?
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
I was kind of upset that you hung up on that other guy because I'm in the exact same situation. I wanted to make some sort of revenge love connection.
You got fired for sexual harassment?
No, my husband is, I have just found out, is having a wonderful time with a woman, and we have 2 beautiful children, and I am major victim in this, and I felt for that guy, even though he's probably cuckoo, and he sounded like a nice person. He said he wasn't a spring chicken, so that concerns me.
Well, he sounded like a nut to me. I mean, I feel for you that, you know, that your husband's banging somebody else.
Yeah, me too.
How old are your kids?
I have a 1.5-year-old little girl and a 4-year-old little boy. And my husband.
When did this? This has been an interesting show with phone calls. It's gone from the Idiot Brigade all the way, and now to the Depression Brigade.
Wow. Well, you can call him a dick if you'd like to. He's probably listening on his way home.
Don't mention his name, please.
You can call him a dick if you want. Go ahead.
He's a dick. He's a dick.
Did you discover this in a dramatic way?
Oh, I discovered this by he had to go away to clear his head for a few days, and I've heard that the girl's father has season tickets to the Giants, and so he was gone just during that time, and I called his boss, and she filled me in, and
hey, there's a nice boss, huh?
Yeah.
She was a nice boss to me.
Yeah, I know.
So she's a woman, so I have her on my side, I think.
Well, you know, just let me say on behalf of your husband, who I don't know for sure is banging somebody else, you know, you don't really know, do you, just if somebody told you?
Well, I called her.
You call? Oh, you called the whore?
Yeah.
And she fessed up?
Well, her husband admitted it. He admitted it a couple days ago. But I found out that she's now got a little love nest in the area. She's in New York, and we're in D.C., and she has a little love nest in D.C. now. So I found that out.
So he's got a place where she shacks up down here?
Exactly.
How do we get one of those places, boy?
We
got to get us a love shack, don't we?
Love shack.
Christ.
So if you have any nice-looking... my husband kind of looks like John Goodman, though, you were saying about John Goodman, which is kind of scary, and so I'm kind of shocked that he found somebody, but...
Well, that's a drag. Well, is there any light at the end of the tunnel? I mean, can you... Yeah, if you love your man, you got to fight for him.
Well, I really wanted to go rent Fatal Attraction tonight and just to put that in the VCR.
Let me just ask you a couple of background questions. When you were happy with him, when you thought you were happy, did you do everything for him?
No.
So
that's so important, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I mean, it was. So there was a. Was there some passion lacking your relationship?
Yes. So I personally, I even told the bimbo that I don't blame her, which I think is very big on my part.
You don't blame her. You don't blame him.
I don't blame her. I blame him. I blame myself, sort of, which is so pathetic, because I'm tired and I almost wanted to get Viagra. I don't know if it works for women.
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, maybe I'll try that with somebody else.
Yeah, but you know something, in fairness to you, if he looks like John Goodman, he's all sloppy fat and everything, it's probably tough for you to get motivated, right?
I've told him that. And that probably wasn't good for his self-esteem.
Are you a good-looking woman or are you a pig?
I am average.
You're average.
I've been told I look like Scully. You know.
Oh, Gillian Anderson?
That's
average.
Well, yeah, so if you guys go out, like if you were to walk into a restaurant, people walking into the restaurant, people looking at you would say, hey, there's some kind of fatso guy with a pretty good-looking woman. Would that be what they'd say?
They would say, I'm a pretty good-looking woman who needs to lose about 20 pounds.
No, that's not bad.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't have a funny answer for this.
I know. It's not funny, but I was trying to make, when I called, I was trying to make a love connection.
If you really would like to make a love connection, once you're sure that everything is over with the guy in your life, then, you know, you can call us back and we do a love connection for you.
Okay.
And, you know, you got the kids, too, which is cool. I mean, that's a great thing, isn't it?
Hey, if anybody knows about any kind of, because I really like to get revenge, and I've heard something called alienation of affection.
Now, listen,
over it.
Honey, listen.
What?
The next time you get a man, do everything for him.
Yeah. And you know what? I did it last night. Because I thought we were going to be okay, and I didn't.
Hold it. You did it with your husband last night?
I did everything last night.
Well, wait a minute. He's still in the house?
He is.
What the hell are you calling us for?
You're a mess.
I'm pathetic. I know it.
You kick him the hell out of there.
I know.
And what do you do?
Hold on. You just throw that in right at the end of the conversation.
He calls up, you say, he's banging another woman. I say, well, how do you know that for sure? And you say, well, because I called her. And you say, but I don't blame her. And I told her I don't blame her.
And then he confessed, and you blame him, and then you're having sex with him last night?
Insecurity, I bet you there are lots of women that do that.
No, I bet you're absolutely right about that. It's just kind of weird that, you know, the way it was sounding was that you'd already maybe thrown him out. I kind of assumed that.
No.
Why did you do everything for him last night?
Insecurity. That is the only reason.
Well, you know, if you're in love, are you still in love with your husband?
Yes.
Well, then make the power trip.
Then work it out with him.
You know, you say, hey, her or me. You really make that decision.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm a little school mom. I'm a teacher, and he makes lots of money.
You know, can I be honest? I feel like this is Dr. Laura. This is ridiculous. I feel like you blew by that. You really
wait a minute. Hold on a second. The other guy that's on medication called back.
He did.
Hello, is this the guy that we just talked to?
It's me. I'm on medication.
Hey, I am, too. I just got some.
I want to take another one for this phone call.
Oh, Christ.
What?
I'm kidding.
That's not very nice.
I'm nervous. There's 5 million people listening to me.
Well, you know, my husband's listening, so that's kind of a thing.
He sounds like a real jerk to me. He's a dick, as far as I'm concerned.
You know, just listening to the two of these, I think they sound like soulmates. Yeah. Two peas in a pod.
Well, how old are you, dear?
I was born in 1953.
Okay. Well, that's 13 years older than me.
Wow.
Oh, my baby just fell.
Yeah, but I can still run a 12.500.
What?
I played rugby 20 years.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
My husband played rugby. Maybe you played against each other at one point.
No, I played for Santa Rosa.
So how? What's
don't
your body
they sound
look like?
Compatible?
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Are you muscular?
Am I muscular?
Yeah.
I'm a slim 175 pounds, and I can press my own weight.
You can do what?
I jog every morning.
Yes.
Right, so he's physically fit.
I like California Chardonnay.
Yeah.
And I love Don and Mike. I've been listening to them since 84.
Yeah. I've been listening to them a long time also. Well, I have relatives in California.
So when are you coming out?
I don't know. I don't have any plans to, perhaps I should take a little bit of time off from my life and let my husband deal with my children on his own for a little bit and see how he likes that. And
well, it's not a bad idea for this flat. Later.
Then you could stay in my second bedroom. I'm a very nice man.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, this is interesting. You know, we're not doing anything, Don. We're just letting these
two
talk.
I know we are.
Well, now, how long have you been on this medication?
Since May.
Because of the stress? Or
yeah, it's just been painful for me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go off it completely by the end of the year. It's called Paxil.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And it's an antidepressant. It's nothing
like... The slow
like
buzz of pharmacists.
It's mm-hmm. crying yeah. when you're sad.
It's called Paxil?
Mine, mm-hmm. I don't know what it's called. It's upstairs, but I it's just because I've been very nervous and having panic attacks, so I'm fine, too.
So I had...
They both sound nutty as a fruitcake to me. I think we got soulmates here.
Yeah.
And I had the nightmares and all that stuff, but it's over now. You get through that. And yeah, I have two beautiful little girls, blonde hair, green eyes.
My baby has blonde hair and green eyes too, my little girl.
I have a blonde hair, blue eye that is just a knockout. And I will never, ever let her listen to Don and Mike until she's 35.
So sad. Jesus. This is so sad.
All right, well, listen, I got to put your kids on hold, and if you want, you can exchange phone numbers, something, or email addresses.
I love it.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Okay, good luck.
All right, hold on there, Mr.
Good
Medication.
Luck to both of you.
Thanks, guys. I love you.
Okay, love you, too.
I don't know if I love you, but I like listening
well,
to you.
Well, that's the Paxil talking.
No, it isn't.
Okay, it is. Yes, it is.
Sorry about that.
Slow down.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Turn your radio down there.
Okay.
You take less pills, and you, the next time you get a man, do everything.
I only use one pill a day, for goodness sake.
Okay, that's you're talking like a junkie now. Okay.
I've had four today.
What?
Four. I've had four today.
Four.
But
four today.
During the day, it was only half, because my students would start to wonder.
Okay. By the way, I do everything.
Okay. I mean, ice cream. Ice cream headache I'm getting right now.
Okay. Those two were soulmates.
I'm telling you, they're both crazy.
I love it.
They're both crazy. Yeah, good calls, though. Yeah. Thank you, kids.
That was fun. We enjoyed it.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What a horrible thing to say.
The Don and Mike Show. Don, Don, Don. Mike, Mike, Mike. Don and Mike Show.
Something I have wanted to get to.
That's an interesting picture you're holding there.
Oh, well, this is that lady you like from Zorro.
Ooh.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Ooh, yeah.
This is a magazine that a friend of mine is the editor of.
Okay.
Magazine called Movie Line. I don't know if anybody gets this magazine, but he sent me a free subscription to it.
Mm-hmm.
And on the cover of the November issue, there's a picture of Jennifer Love Hewitt and her incredible Titanic boobs.
Oh, my God.
A fun flesh. Look at that. And she's doing that thing where she's crossing her arms to push her boobs, her testicle, the breasticles together.
She doesn't need to do that, but it's making it all the more exhilarating.
And they got a 100 list, a top 100 list.
Okay.
And you know how I love a good list.
Right.
And it's not like your standard list. That's why the guy sent me this magazine. That's why I'm going to endorse this magazine. The Hollywood 100 most dot, dot, dot. The first couple are very pedestrian. The most outrageously beautiful woman... Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Can I see that?
There she is.
All right. Yeah, she looked actually better in Zorro.
Really? She was kind of oily in that picture.
Mm-hmm.
The most unbelievably handsome man.
The Brad Armpit.
The most overeducated movie star, David Duchovny.
Okay.
The most lusted after by Hollywood and the rest of the world, and Lenny DiCaprio. And then you get to the good part. Let me see. Most unwilling or unable to sell out, Johnny Depp.
That's interesting.
Most unable to utter five convincing syllables in English. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Most underrated actress. Meg Ryan.
That's it. I don't think she's underrated.
Most underrated actor. Johnny Depp.
I got a real thing for Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Most successful at color matching eyebrows and toupees. Burt Reynolds.
I love a lady in diamonds.
Most likely to throw a punch, Sean Penn. Most exploitative of the dead. Cher.
Cher!
That's why I like this. They're saying not all nice stuff about celebrities.
That's in their unique categories. I bet they had like a six-pack and came up with this list.
Most undeserving casualty of hype. Matthew McConaughey. Oh, I hate that guy.
Oh, man.
I swear to God I hate that guy.
I hated him in that movie Contact.
Okay, see if you can guess this one. Movie star most likely to appear on a United States postal stamp.
Jack Nicholson.
No, Buzzy.
Alec Baldwin.
Tom Cruise.
Hmm.
Most likely to soon be recognized as one of the great actors of his generation, Kevin Spacey. Most natural actor, Matt Damon. He's highly overrated, I think.
I think there's a gay man, putting this list together who has his favorite boys.
Might be my friend. He might be gay by now. All right, you'll get this one right away.
All right.
Most white trash actor.
Oh, boy, that's a tough one for me because there are a few of them, but I say Woody Harrelson.
No, he's a good choice, though. Buzzer, you got a guess?
John Goodman?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, Billy Bob. Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah, you like French fried potatoes.
Most inexplicably sweet person. Drew Barrymore.
Inexplicably what the hell is wrong with this list?
Well, not all of them are that bad.
Inexplicably sweet. It's more like inexplicably, like, stinky.
Most likely not to raise a monster as a celebrity single mom.
A single mom. Celebrity single mom. I don't even know who the single moms are.
Jodie Foster.
All right.
Most obnoxious Scientologist in showbiz.
John Travolta.
No. Buzzy.
Tom Cruise.
Gina Elfman.
Oh, really?
Dharma. Most likely to have a great career playing eccentric roles as an old actress. Sigourney Weaver.
I buy that.
Uh-huh. Most revered actress.
The late Esther Rolle. Glenn Close.
Meryl Streep.
Ah, how foolish.
Most revered actor. Come on, it's an easy one.
Bobby De Niro.
Of course, the great Robert De Niro. Most stuck-up actress in Hollywood.
Sharon Stone.
No, I'll give you a hint, though. Very skinny, and I have no idea why she's a movie star. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Ooh. Most stuck-up.
Most likely to turn out to be the missing link. Sylvester Stallone.
Hey, Mick.
All right, let me give you one more. We'll do some more when we come back from the break. Most likely to drop off the face of the earth once Friends is canceled.
David Schwimmer.
No, Buzz.
Oh, that would have been my guess. The guy who plays Joey. Matt LeBlanc.
Nope, it's the other one. Matthew Perry, buddy. Actress most aware she cannot act. Most aware she cannot act.
Actress?
Yes.
Canal Reeves.
Cindy Crawford.
All right.
Most unaware that he cannot act.
Canal Reeves.
Quentin Tarantino.
All right.
Most likely to wake up one morning and say, oh, my God, what have I done?
Woody Harrelson.
Brolin, buddy.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Most overexposed actor. Travolta.
Jeez. Did I?
Most sun-damaged actor.
George Hamilton.
No. Sun-damaged.
Sun-damaged actor?
Yeah, think about it. It's pretty good. Redford.
Robert Redford.
Most inappropriate celebrity. Oh, the Dalai Lama. Most irritating actor on screen.
Irritating actor? Oh, there's so many of them.
It's totally subjective. They picked Joe Pesci.
Yeah, Joe Pesci is who. That would have been my first choice.
Most overpaid movie star in the business.
Most Canal Reeves.
Sylvester Stallone. They're all over him.
Man, they don't like Sly.
Most in need of a makeover? Janine Garofalo.
Here, here.
Again, it's very subjective,
right?
Most unlikely movie star? Actress.
The most unlikely person to be
most
a star?
Most unlikely major movie star.
That's tough.
Helen Hunt.
Really?
Most unlikely major movie star? Actor.
Well, it's a major movie star, so it's...
not Keanu Reeves. It's Bruce Willis.
Okay.
All right, here's a good one, you guess. A most consistently glamorous celebrity.
Oh,
That is Carol Channing.
Buzz, you want to guess?
No, I don't have that one.
Thanks, Buzz. So. Elizabeth Hurley. Elizabeth Hurley, very glamorous. Yes, see her all over department stores. Most curiously mismanaged talent?
Alec Baldwin. I'm curious.
Most alarmingly speedy recovery from a scandal?
Pee Wee Herman.
Woody Allen.
Okay.
Most charitable actor in the history of Hollywood?
Don and Mike.
Paul Newman.
Oh, all right.
Most undeterred by negative criticism?
Undeterred by negative criticism, I am going to say Woody Harrelson.
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, it was either or.
Okay, here's a good one to guess on. Most pretentious actor on stage or screen?
Most pretentious actor.
Most pretentious actor on stage or screen?
Billy Zane.
John Malkovich.
Yes, that's a good choice. I like that one.
Most hilarious comedian on screen?
Chris Rock.
Jim Carrey. Most badass MF-er.
From the movies.
Just in general. Most badass MF-er.
Oh, that's easy.
He is a movie star.
Oh, it's a he. I was going to say Gwyneth Paltrow.
Sam Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Here's a good one. Most kiss-ass to the president. And a lot of celebrities could be in this one. I'll give you a hint. It's a male movie star.
I was going to say Barbara Streisand right there.
Male movie star, most kiss-ass to the president.
Tom Cruise?
Close.
Harrison
Hanks.
Ford.
Hanks, buddy.
Oh, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Okay.
Most likely to be at the opening of an envelope.
I'm going to say Tom Hanks again.
Ellen and Ann.
All right.
Most full of F's.
I get on a riff with one actor that I'm thinking
of. I'll give you a hint. He's already been named on this list before. Most full of F's.
Tom Hanks.
No.
Woody Harrelson.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Most unlikely to appear on the cover of Movie Line magazine.
Al Molinaro.
Bruce Willis. Boy, they hate Bruce Willis. Oh, wow. Most beautiful Oscar-winning actress in two decades.
Kathy Bates.
Kim Basinger.
All right.
Most perfect example of how irritating
hipness can be?
Let me give you a hint.
I was going to say Madonna. Ally McBeal.
Yeah, put my finger down my throat.
Calista Flockhart.
That's her. Actress, most amazing body. Not body of work, like body, like boobs in place.
Most amazing body on an actress. I'm going to say Sharon Stone.
No. Oh, she's hot.
Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Ashley Judd.
Yes. Good choice. I like that choice.
Amazing body on an actor.
Amazing body on an actor. This is Dan Aykroyd.
But
I'll try to second guess the editor and say Brad Pitt.
Brendan Fraser.
Ah.
Most dubious Buddhist / doofus.
Madonna.
Steve Seagal.
All right.
Most deserving of a comeback. That's Gina Davis. All right, who's the most mysterious star?
Most mysterious?
It's a male. He's been mentioned before.
Mysterious star. Somebody who you wouldn't... I'm going to say Robert De Niro.
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, boo.
Mysterious.
What's mysterious about him?
Let me see. Most likely to have demonstrated her entire range already. Some of these are really cut down. So
yeah, they are really, really slams right
Nev
there.
Nev Campbell.
Okay.
I
agree with that, too.
Most non-orgasmic actress.
Kathy Bates.
No, they put Kristen Scott Thomas.
Who's she?
I don't know.
I thought it was a girl from Third Rock from the Sun, but her name is Kristen something else.
Yeah. Now, the three named people, you know, they ought to eat these movie magazines. They make these people famous before they're famous.
Sure. Most likely to have a street named after him in Palm Springs, California.
Bob Hope.
Don Johnson.
Oh, okay. Bob Hope already has a street named after him, I think, in Palm
somewhere.
Springs.
All right, let me give you one more. This is what I totally disagree with. Most likely to play Monica Lewinsky in a TV movie.
Rosie O'Donnell.
No, they're giving Monica Lewinsky way too much credit. Buzzy?
Stumped.
Shannon Doherty.
Oh, please.
Really?
Come on, how about, you know, let's try to get the look a little bit, somewhat. What's Shannon going to do, like eat from now until the end of time?
That's a pretty good list.
I do like that list.
There are some that are jived, like most gifted actress of her generation. Kate Winslet.
Oh,
please. Yeah, right.
I think she's good.
Most successful Mexican/Lebanese actress.
Selma Hayek.
Correct.
Wow. Good work.
Thank you. Most deserving of a great role, Sandra Bullock.
I think there are too many cooks for this list.
Most underused actor in Hollywood, Michael Keaton. Most undesirable ex-husband in Hollywood. Most undesirable ex-husband.
Harvey Keitel.
Clint Eastwood.
Right.
We saw a great picture of Clint Eastwood in the tabloids this week, me and Robbie did. Picture of Clint Eastwood with big old varicose veins on his belly and on his legs.
Really?
Oh, he's so gross.
Ugh, skinny. Well, he works out, but I guess that doesn't take care of the veins.
Most precipitous fall from grace.
Ellen.
Costner, buddy.
All right.
Most skillful and gracious with the press.
This I would disagree. Harrison Ford.
Will Smith.
Wow.
I think Will Smith's a dope. I mean, he's a good actor and all, but I see him on...
You know, but they're talking about who treats the press the best, so I guess he treats
just
the
kisses
press.
Ass every time he's on a TV show. That's all I see him
You don't like Will Smith?
I like his movies.
You don't like the way he handles the press?
No, I saw him on the Today Show. Might as well climb between Katie Couric's two pillows to do the interview. Not that he has anything that's stimulating or controversial to say.
You would have turned on him completely unless he had said that. Katie, I love this interview, and now I'd like to see between two pillows.
Did I give you most stuck up?
No.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yeah, you did. Okay, that's right.
Most wonderful thing to come out of Orange County, California.
Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Pfeiffer, buddy. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh. Came out of Orange County. I didn't know that.
I guess so. I think that's all the good ones. Oh, one more. Most relentlessly self-serious actress.
Relentlessly self-serious. Man, let me guess on this one, because okay. This is good. Self-serious. I'm trying to think.
I'll give you a hint. Famous father.
Sigourney Weaver.
Who's Sigourney Weaver's father? Not Charlie Weaver, the guy from Hollywood Squares.
No, he got
Dennis Weaver?
He got an Academy Award. He got an Academy Award. And Rob, thank you. That's why Rob, this is where my brain ends and Rob's
Jackson.
Beginning. Jackson Weaver?
No, it's Pat Weaver. He founded CBS News.
Ah, okay. Got some kind of Golden Globe or something like that. Well, who is it?
Mira Sorvino.
Oh. I remember when her father was crying. Big fat Paul.
Yeah. Paulie.
And that's what he was in Goodfellas.
Paulie.
He was great in Goodfellas.
Most abrupt hiatus by a promising young star?
Perth O'Donnell. Yeah, it's because he's playing golf all the time.
Very meaningful. Great. It's Robin. Most dreaded publicity client? Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, I can imagine.
Let me see. Most in need of a repaired career?
Nels Van Patten.
Close. There's a van in there. Jean-Claude Van Goddamn.
Ah, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
All right, well, that's a list courtesy of Movie Line Magazine. That's a good list. It's got a little bite to it. It's not all kiss-assy like People or Entertainment Weekly.
I knew it was trouble for Jean-Claude Van Damme when I saw him in the back of Cigar Aficionado Magazine, like with a couple of Saudi princes just sitting there smoking a cigar. And here's Jean-Claude Van Damme. How's that career going?
Let me show you one fast picture of... Where's the article about? Jesus. Oh, Jennifer Love Hewitt, page 42.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you want to see some pictures of her?
Bring it on. Yes.
Take a look at that.
Look at that face, too.
Who cares about the face? Mike, you don't have the face.
Yeah, but look at the look. Look at the look.
Isn't that good?
Oh, my God.
She's only 19, isn't she?
She is.
Look at those milkshake machines she's got. Look at those yabos.
Why are you so upset?
All right, here she is again.
More?
Crossing her legs like a whore. Here, wearing a bad girl outfit.
She's a naughty, naughty bad girl.
She is. Here she is. Kind of a grown-up picture, like a glamour shots thing.
And I'll do that kind of squinty-eyed look, too.
I like that.
Here she is. Covering her boobs.
Oh. Don't cover them up. Yeah. Share them with the whole wide world.
And then there's one last picture. This is a fantastic picture.
There's not been a bad picture of her.
She's on her knees, and her dress, her leather dress, is falling off her shoulders. And her boobs are just hanging out.
Take a look at that. That is some of the finest cleavage I've ever seen.
I swear to God I could make love to this magazine. I swear to God I could.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I shagged her rotten, baby, yeah.
The Don and Mike Show. Show Mike and Don the It Like I Feel Because Just Backwards Won This Read. I Don't Think I Hey.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello, I was told that this is a very happy, uplifting story on line number one.
Yes, it is.
Hello there.
A couple years ago, my mother called in and played this game called What My Father Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Me.
Yes, ma'am.
And her name was Alice Kinky.
Are you a kid?
Yes.
How old are you?
I just turned 15 in August.
Right, this call was screened.
Okay. Okay. So she called in about the thing, and you called her father in California to tell him about her, which he had never met before.
Mm-hmm.
In June, I went to Michigan to a family reunion, and I got to meet him for the first time.
And how was it?
It was great.
Well, it's a happy ending.
So this would be a very uplifting, human spirit type story.
Yep, I was very happy to meet him.
And have you maintained contact?
Yeah. That's cool. To him. Well, my mom talks to him often.
That's great. So, what's the point of the story? It's a happy ending brought to you by the Don and Mike Show.
Right, and you guys are the ones who introduced me to him.
Yeah, because we identified the father as the father.
Right.
Right.
On what your wife doesn't know, what your husband doesn't know.
What did the girl say? What was her secret?
It was her. Her father had left before she was born.
Yeah.
So he never met her, never knew her or anything.
So who did, is that your mom?
Right.
So who did she call?
She called you guys in on the game.
I know, but then who did we have to call?
Her father in California.
Who's still lost.
Yeah.
Now she called the father to tell him that you were born?
No, that she was born.
So the father had left and...
So what her father, what this mother's father...
I'm just trying to see how it works into the game, Buzz. That's the reason we're both confused. Right.
Okay, the game you had was...
Your mother calls and the game is what my...
My father doesn't know what hurt.
That's a game. Normally, it's just designed for, naked cruelty and embarrassment. It's
right.
Not anything.
Yeah. So your mother called us, and she called to tell her father that she was born?
Right. She has two older sisters.
That was what the father didn't know.
Right.
The father didn't know that he had a daughter.
Right.
And so your mom called the father, and then he found out. He took it real well, so well that he wanted to meet your mother and wanted to meet you, his granddaughter.
Right.
And everything ended up as a big happy ending.
Yep.
Family reunited. It's amazing. We never intended for that to happen.
No. So you don't think your guy's a big loser? You like him?
Yes, I like him very much.
Huh. Oh, that's cool, and you're going to maintain contact.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good story.
Okay.
Just called to thank you guys.
Do you remember that happening on the show, Mike?
No.
Me,
but I'm sure it did.
We play it on the greatest moments all the time.
I'm sure it did.
We play it on Best Of? Okay.
Yeah, I do have a memory of that. I remember somebody said, my father doesn't know I exist.
Yeah.
And we were jacked up about it. As a matter of fact, we were really, we were excited about it, too.
Were we?
Okay, because it was a real good one.
I'll go with you on that, buddy.
It was a good one because, it's like, hello, say hi to your daughter. It was one of those deals, and it worked out.
Yeah. All right, I'm with you then.
Okay.
All right, well, glad it worked out for you. I love anything that has a happy ending on this show. We have so many tragic endings on this show.
And what's your name?
My name's Kristen.
Well, Kristen, congratulations on meeting your grandfather.
Thank you.
Stay a virgin.
Too late.
That's right. And you know something?
Too late. Oh,
my God.
Oh, what do you want to be, a little Monica?
No.
No, you behave yourself.
I will do.
And don't tell, don't kiss and tell. Don't talk to your friends.
No.
You're too young for that. How long ago did you do that?
How long?
Yeah.
Not very.
Yeah. This is the kind of ending we're more used to.
Yeah, this is a typical ending here. Yeah. I was hoping you'd say that you hadn't done that yet. That's why I asked that question.
Yeah. Did you use protection?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Just be careful.
I will do.
It wasn't Charlie Broyho, was it?
No.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Goodbye. He's always my number one suspect.
Of course he is.
Always.
I'm right behind you there.
Here on Diagnosis Pregnancy.
That's right.
Oh.
You have to scrape Charlie Broyho off with a razor blade or a Q-tip.
Into a plastic bag. Oh. Save that dress, honey. Put it in a bag. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
I just was wondering if Buzz has talked yet about on the news. He's found out about, I heard on Channel 4 on NBC about Viagra was on its way to Spain. A whole truckload was stolen.
Yeah. Ah, it's one of your cub reporters out there, Buzz. Buzz has his helpers.
I'm aware of the story, but we've already had our news tip of the day winner, but thank you very much, ma'am. It's appreciated.
Way to keep your eyes open for Buzz Burbank in the news.
Yeah.
No problem, Don and Mike. Love you.
Thanks.
All right, love you.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Very nice.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Radio, Jilla.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
is, you know, as soon as I heard that the tapes were coming out, I thought to myself, I can't wait for the Dynamite Show so I can hear the real story.
Glad we could give you that. And those are the best parts of those tapes, man. The 20 goddamn hours of those conversations.
How'd you like our analysis?
It was great.
Hey, it was, you know what I'll say? It's more right-on analysis than you will find on any of those talking heads on CNN or on MSNBC.
Bully!
Poor and a bitch.
Yep. There you go.
That's right.
That'd be a great sitcom.
For the scoop.
Tonight on Fox, a whore and a bitch. Hello, Don on my show.
You guys, you take too long to figure out these stories.
Figure out what stories?
She said that her grandpa didn't know who she was.
What?
What's your point?
Oh, come on, guys. You see my point.
No.
No.
You're not able to make it yet.
Grandpa's dead.
Oh, this is just some guy goofing.
Yeah. What
the hell's going on? I don't know. He's like doing the show for himself.
You got that girl calling, then she said she's not a virgin. They got Linda Tripp in my head.
Shut up! Hello, Donald Mike. I bet you anything, Linda Tripp's a virgin.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, doesn't she have a daughter?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a... adopted, I bet, Mike. Or maybe she's a turkey baster candidate. I can't think of any guy would put his genital area near her genital area.
I think the guy, he's out there. He's that guy that you read the story about.
The guy with the dog?
Yeah.
Came up with a short end of the stick.
There he is. Hello. Donna Mike, hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, this is Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, I think you guys missed a golden opportunity. You guys should have played the game with her mom.
This is Don and Mike. Yes, radio up too loud.
That's great. Then turn your radio up right after that, Mr. Helper.
I promise it's not up.
No, it was up.
I just heard it.
No, but I thought you hung up on me.
Yeah, well, but we did.
I probably should have.
And you turned the radio up.
You should have called her mom.
Yes, you should have.
Why? We already did the bit with the girl.
I know, but you should have called her mom and told her mom that she wasn't a virgin anymore. Or my mom.
How have I been doing this show for 25 years without your help? How have I managed to get this far in my career without your expertise?
I don't know.
You know what they say at Greyhound? Leave the driving to us.
And Delta always pulls out on time.
Now, let me tell you right now, and then you turn
your
radio.
I wish your mom, or rather your father, would have pulled out on time.
Bad caller.
And you wouldn't be around. You would just be a stain on your mom's sheets.
And they wouldn't be able to check the DNA because it was too long ago.
Oh, it's about the size of a Q-tip.
You know, guys like this, they never quit.
He'll hang in there because he thinks he is qualified to do what we do. Don't you, sir?
Not at all.
You honestly think you're a funny son of a bitch.
Not at all, sir. And when you tell me to hang up, I'll hang up.
Now we'll wait a while.
Just a bad, bad, bad caller.
Why can't you just stifle the urge to call us?
I think you just tell them to stifle.
And stifle, geez. And try to tell us how to run our show.
Absolutely.
Why can't, when you hear something and you think these stupid thoughts, why can't you just try to apply that to your own life? I bet your life is a mess.
Yeah.
I bet you're a total wreck.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you?
No.
Oh, no, you're a big success?
I wouldn't go that far, though.
So you're a mess. You're either a mess or a success.
A mess.
So you're a mess.
A mess.
Total mess. If you took the power that it took to call us and try to tell us, hey, that would have been a good idea to call that girl's mother and tell her she's a virgin, you know, maybe you wouldn't have tried to cut off your own penis. And maybe your dog wouldn't have eaten it and thrown it up. And I wouldn't read that story about you.
So your Indian name from now on will be Peace. Peas sitting down.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you.
Never want to hear from you again.
That's my other Indian name.
Yeah, well, you just hang up the phone now.
See, even there.
Yeah.
Hey, that was my other name.
You hear me with them?
And then, because all his friends with them, killer appearance, man.
I fixed their wagon, didn't I?
You killed on Don and Mike.
God, my crotch hurts. I wish I had private parts.
Hey, look, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi there.
I don't understand. How can you guys put up with these sons of bitches? I mean, all these morons calling.
It's our job.
Well,
you're talking to us, sir.
Well, I know I'm talking to you.
Okay, well, it didn't sound like you knew because you said, how can these guys put up with it?
No, I said you guys.
What we do, seriously, what we do on this show is the most familiar type
of any kind of media activity. More familiar than the movies, more familiar than TV, more familiar. When somebody bumps into us and listens to the show, they don't react like they do if they're seeing a celebrity. It doesn't right. happen like that. They react like they're seeing somebody they know, like across the street. That's the way it is.
That's true.
That's why people talk to us the way they do, and they always
and people
know.
Give us no respect. That's yeah. it. That's hey, it's why people crap on us every day, because everybody likes us. Oh, F them.
You guys have got my respect, because you've got big cojones for doing
right.
it.
Right. Screw you, okay?
Blow me.
Right. See, our point is made. There it is, right?
See you later.
Goodbye. Have a nice day.
Will we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.